This is PFW in Progress.
Gentlemen, you are the top 1%.
The elite. Best of the best. We'll make it better.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to our commanding officer at Top Gun. The very first man to win the Top Gun trophy. You will not find a finer fighter pilot anywhere in the world.
Paul Perillo.
I will fire when I am good and ready. You got that?
And Andy. And Andy?
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Andy Hart.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. I am dangerous.
Eric Scalavino.
I want somebody's butt. I want it now.
For now, anyway.
Hex twice. I want some butt.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. This is Fred Kirsch, and this is PFW in Progress. We'll be here until 2 o'clock, taking your calls and emails. It's Thursday, so of course Thursday's always a big day. That means it's Qdoba day, and the guys are outside stuffing their faces with the 24-person buffet. That someone will be able to win today. We'll be doing the question. If you were listening to yesterday's show or listened to it on the podcast, you know what time to call in. And we'll make an announcement during the show when it's time to call in. And the first person who answers the question correctly wins a 20-person burrito and it's a taco and something buffet. It's a good buffet. It's got rice. It's got nachos. It's got beef and chicken and It's an amazing thing for a tailgate. Perfect. It all comes ready to go. It's got the little sterno things that you light up, and it's quite a feast. So that is available to anyone who answers the question correctly today, the first person, and you pick it up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba restaurant. So that'll happen later. We'll do our picks later, go around the NFL and do our weekly picks, and, of course, we'll take your calls and emails today. But we also have something special, and Dan's not at his microphone, so he can't hear this. But we are going to give away – I just want to make sure you know we're doing this today.
What are we doing?
We're going to give away two tickets. This is really special. Tonight at Cinema Deluxe, they are going to have the first NFL game in 3D.
Presented by Raytheon.
Not quite. But it is going to be the game tonight. Who is that? The Chargers and who?
The Raiders, I believe.
Chargers and Raiders. They're doing an experiment. This isn't open to the public. This is a private showing of the first 3D NFL game on the big screen. And we're going to give away two tickets to this private showing tonight. We'll have to figure out what we do for that.
Okay.
It can't be part of the Qdoba thing.
No,
that's
no.
Separate.
Have you seen this technology?
No, I haven't. No.
I'm intrigued by it.
But, of course, you don't think it'll work.
No, I think for me personally, there'd be a chance I would get, like, sick, motion sick, like, too much. NFL games, when the action's going on. Remember Any Given Sunday?
Yeah.
And the action in that was, like, in the and everything was moving, and it was, like, nauseating because everything was moving too much.
Yeah.
I have the feeling this could end up like that.
Well, I don't know how they'll do it because, you know, on 3D movies, not everything in the movie is 3D, just certain parts of it.
Right.
But because this is live, I don't know how they're going to do that. You know? So it'll be interesting. So you know, there'll be a lot of bigwigs there. There's a pre-party, like a tailgate reception before
which you'll be at, right?
I'm not going. Before it, and then, of course, you watch the game. So this is pretty special. Obviously, if you don't live around Patriot Place, this may not be much use to you. But if you are within the listening area – well, listening is all over the world. But if you are within the driving area of Patriot Place – we'll figure out something during the show to call in and win those two tickets to this private screening. So if you're within, I'd say, about a 50-mile radius, stay tuned.
I'm out.
Stay tuned. You're outside of 50 miles?
Yeah.
You are not.
Which means you should up the radius.
Dartmouth is over 50 miles from Gillette
Stadium?
From
door to door, I'm like 58 miles or something.
58 miles. Okay, we'll make it 59 miles. So if you're within 59 miles, call in. We have to figure out what it is going to be. Maybe it's a trivia question, Paul. Maybe it's a Paul Perillo trivia question that we'll come up with. So, all right. So it's a big day. So, guys, what's going on besides Qdoba? How was the Matt Cassel press conference?
I don't know. I was in the locker room, which was dead.
There was no Bill Belichick press conference today. Just Matt Cassel and open locker room. So any news?
It was a very dead locker room.
Was it?
Yeah.
Even the guys that were in there weren't doing their normal bouncing around at all.
Huh. I did see Lawrence Maroney in the locker room. Didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think he knew we were not out of there yet when he came out.
Well,
of the
he peeked in first, and then he went back in the trainer's room, and then he came out.
Okay. Well, it's good to see he's still with the team. you know, he hasn't given up totally. That's good. It's good to see he's here.
He has to be here.
Any sign of Tom Brady?
I have not seen him since September 7th.
I heard he was around, was it last Friday or this Monday, with the owner?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've seen a couple different times when his pants and clothes were on his chair when he was here during the week.
So he's around.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he was at that Goodwill thing. He makes little appearances here and there. Makes out in public every once in a while.
So good to see Tom here rehabbing, working out, doing what he needs to do. So,
right.
What else? What else is going on? Any
Fred? I did a radio thing in Seattle last night with the Fish 890, ESPN or something. And it's funny. It degenerated into I kind of said to him, Seattle has a chance if they can make some plays early on offense because this secondary isn't very good. They've gotten a little healthy, and he just thinks there's no way. No chance at all. He thinks you haven't seen the Seattle offense enough. It is absolutely abysmal, terrible. Carlson, he's got some, but there's no reason to fear Carlson. There's no reason to fear Branch or Hassel. Nothing. He gives them like less than 0%.
Has he seen our secondary?
That's what I kept saying. Have you seen this secondary? I said, you and I could go out there and complete passes on this secondary. But it was funny because I do this guy's radio show every once in a while, and he joked about how the fact that at this time last year, I was on, and the talk was Randy Moss's record, Tom Brady's record, 16-0, and how far the Patriots have sort of fallen, that now we were debating who sucked more, the Seattle offense or the Patriots defense in the secondary.
Wow. Okay. Hey, by the way, I watched No Country for the Old Men last night.
What'd you think?
Riveting. I loved it.
Yeah, I figured.
Well, you didn't like it?
I liked it, didn't love it.
Oh, I thought every moment of that movie was perfect. Do you know no one raised their voice in that movie?
Right. Well, the acting was tremendous. The guy, I really liked that guy.
The villain.
The bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
and Tommy Lee Jones was great, too.
Tommy Lee Jones was good. I liked the movie, but there were a couple gaps in the plot, I thought, that I didn't quite...
Well, you probably weren't paying attention.
That's possible.
Yeah.
There was one point when he comes to the massacre scene in a car with people.
Yeah.
Who's he with? How did that all get tied up?
Those are the people that were hiring him to track down the money.
So from the very get-go of the movie, he is on the trail.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that scene that they show a lot with the coin and the convenience store clerk, and that's a good scene.
I mean, you're on the edge of your seat the whole movie, I thought.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I didn't see the movie, so I'm not disputing anything that either one of you was saying, but... What relevance is it that nobody raised their voice in a movie?
I just thought, you know, with a movie with a body count like that one has.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about the movie, so I'm just wondering what the...
It was just the feeling of the movie was like, just, it was so tense.
It's a tense action movie, but...
Without, like, screaming and yelling, you know?
There's no...
And that's part of the movie, that no one's screaming and yelling?
Well, it's a Coen movie,
It's not part of the script or anything.
No, I just thought that was interesting that in a movie like that with the...
Yeah, like I said, I didn't see it, so I didn't know.
The body count
was
like, you know, well in the 20s or 30s. You know, no one raised their voice. So it was just a very interesting, well-done movie, I thought. So No Country for the Old Men. I would recommend it.
For the Old Men?
Pretty sure there's
Country for the Old Men.
It's
what?
It's No Country for Old Men.
Who is it?
The.
When?
The.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. But getting back to the Patriots here, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Phone number is 508-543-7482.
Andy tried to talk to Randy Moss today.
And?
Well, I think the way he phrased that... And he tried to
Well,
talk.
You have to bring up NASCAR first.
Yeah, I have no interest in NASCAR.
I know, but that's how you get in.
I know.
He will not talk to you about football. So you can get in with your NASCAR all you want if you feel like talking to
Randy Moss. I actually didn't want to talk to him about football. I was going to try and get him for the tattoos.
Well, you know, he's consistent. He does his post-game thing.
That wasn't meant to be a criticism, no, Randy. No. I was just saying that, you know, every once in a while, one of us takes a shot at Randy Moss. Today, Andy did.
Yeah, you should take a shot every day.
I think that Randy Moss, if he didn't talk all year, I'd have no problem with that.
Nope. Do your talking on the field.
Late in the year.
It's unfortunate because I think when he does talk, he generally has something good to say.
He's very good.
He's rather insightful. So, you know, it's unfortunate that he doesn't talk, but I don't hold it against guys. I know a lot of media people think that that's like this big cardinal sin. The fans want to know. I don't really think the fans care.
Right.
I mean, if they talk, that's great. If they don't, that's great too, as long as they perform on the field.
Hey, by the way, Andy, I don't know what's going on, but Matt from Connecticut says, if you want a feud, you big-headed freak, you got it.
I like it.
So you have you're now engaged with Matt from Connecticut.
Now, is he the pansy from Siena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
just making sure I got the right Matt.
On the phone.
There'll be no more making fun of Siena the way my boys
on the phone right now is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to call and say part of the reason that I love this show is that when I listened to yesterday's podcast, I knew that when you said it's a long time coming for Plaxico Burress, you didn't really mean the fact that he's always in trouble. You meant that he caught that pass in the end zone in the Super Bowl. You know you did, Fred.
No.
A little bit.
I don't even remember you saying it was a long time coming.
I did.
You take much more joy in it because of it. And I can say that because so do I.
Well, you know, I don't have the deep-rooted hatred of the Giants that I do for, say, the Jets, the Raiders, or Bill Polian.
The Jets are the worst. That fan base.
You always think that
worst.
We argue. I couldn't agree with you more.
Right.
The Jets, the Steelers, and Bill Polian. No, the Raiders, you said.
I'm throwing the Steelers in there. I don't hate the Colts. I hate Bill Polian.
I agree because I think Tony Dungy is genuinely a pretty good guy.
I like Manning.
I mean, he's not as perfect as he's made out to be, but I think he's genuinely a pretty good guy.
No, so John, I don't hate the Giants. I really don't.
No, I don't hate the Giants either. Yeah. I hate Plaxico Burress.
I always kind of like the Giants. I mean, what happened last year was unfortunate, but they used to be the team around here. My grandfather used to root for the Giants, so I kind of got into the Giants because of that.
It's hard to hate them.
So I never really hated the Giants.
Yeah.
I don't mind the Giants except for the fact that they won the Super Bowl on my birthday.
Right. Well, yeah.
And I was flying out of New York the next day.
Yeah, birthday notwithstanding, I hate the Giants because of what they did, but that's all.
Yeah.
That's why I don't mind the Mets, especially now.
Wow, Rodney Rogers paralyzed, huh, from that accident? I'm sorry.
All right.
Stream of consciousness again.
Okay, John, what else?
Are you guys aware of the Seahawks starting center being placed on IR?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Chris Spencer. Yeah.
Yes.
I actually... squeaked that in the preview.
Good.
Because I knew he didn't play. I didn't know he was on IR until obviously today, but I knew he didn't play the last game and that he was.
We weren't
iffy.
Able to get it into our Friday Neckin preview.
Exactly.
But
they have, they've dealt with a lot of injuries all year. That's why they're 2-10.
Andy's walking around with plates of food and he's not happy.
Andy was kind of dickish yesterday to Gary. Like dickish in the non playful way.
Well, no, but he's always like that.
To who?
Oh, wow.
Once I'll let it go. Twice you got to cut it.
Right.
Why did he cut him?
The words, the language.
Oh, dickish?
You're going to blow him up too?
You can't say that.
John, I'm sorry. Two genders drunk with power in the other room.
All right.
Who are you to Gary? Did he mean you? Go ahead. Why is your mic not working? Why you've been cut off?
Because
he says that word all the time.
Okay. Plaxico Burress, long time coming, Fred said yesterday. John in L.A. says that he meant that intentionally because he caught the touchdown pass in the Super Bowl.
He might have. Who knows?
Fred.
I don't pretend to understand Fred's
anything
thinking
Fred
on anything,
says.
Including why the draw play is perfect in an empty backfield.
No. that was too late in the show yesterday to really delve into, so Andy and I try to let it go. We gave it to him on the way back up to the office, however. Andy, why are you shaking your head over the food? What's the matter?
No, I forgot to put chicken on my nachos, so I had to go back out.
Oh.
It was an execution error on my part, nothing to do with Qdoba. Once again, providing a fine spread for us here.
Yes, we thank Matt and his staff at Qdoba once again. Excellent. Qdoba Thursdays.
As long as we can.
Yeah, we got a few more weeks anyway.
We like the Patriots.
Well, be interesting to see how that goes. Talking to some of the players during the course of the week, and they have certainly laid it out in no uncertain terms. They feel like they need to win all four.
I think they do too.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that they do. You know, it made for good point counterpoint banter, trying to say that they could win 3 out of 4. Because I really, in my heart of hearts, don't think they're going to win all four, based on the fact that they haven't won more than 2 in a row. So to expect that is kind of tough.
So you're saying another Indy Hart point counterpoint victory?
Yeah.
Woo!
We'll see what happens, but I think that you
bring me to about 18-1.
I happen to
overall
agree with your opinion.
18-1
on that
maybe
one. But right now, Dan, we have Chris with the TIAN on the phone.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Christian?
How's everybody doing?
I'm doing all right. Andy's stuffing his fat face. Eric, Fred's doing the same. Eric is, you know,
stuffing something with something.
Has no formal artistic training.
The usual, right, with the little doo-doo at the end. Well, I just want to let you know my father's biopsy came back negative, so we're out of the woods there.
Outstanding.
Good to hear.
That was good news. Appreciate all the kind words, especially over PFW in Progress. James wrote a little something in a snippet, and I appreciated it. It was great. Thanks for all the well wishes.
Yeah, they
good
are
news
great. On that website, by the way, all of those guys, Paul, James, both Jameses, I'll tell you, they do a fantastic job.
Feels like we have really a little PFW
it's like,
family.
And they're like, they take care of us. You know, like they do the fantasy football, they do the picks updates. You know, Mike posted that thing, which, by the way, was I finally got a chance to read a couple of days ago, was about as classy. It's very similar to what he wrote to Fred and I in emails. Just very classy. And the way that they all, you know, rallied behind him, you know, after that, I really got to give those guys credit. They do a great job taking care of us. PFWinprogress.com. Well done.
Great site. It is. I actually just wanted to touch upon what you guys had talked about, actually what Fred had talked about a couple of days ago, and talk about teams, you know, everybody just looking at the team and sort of like, you know, all right, that's it, you know, it's sort of over. I think coming from last year and all the previous years of success that it's sort of hard to switch gears and sort of expecting them to go and run, you know, not necessarily run the table, but have that first or second bye, first or second seed, and now, you know, gee, now we got to look at tiebreakers and hope that we need help. You know,
it's very unfamiliar territory. They haven't been in this spot in 5 years.
No, and I'm not, you know, definitely not Bill Belichick, and I'm not gonna, you know, I'm a fan, so I can say that I think the injuries have definitely had a big part to do with it. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
And you know, for me, it sort of started in the free agency period where you lose Samuel Stallworth. You know, you lose guys like that and guys that you expected to come in, you know, like a Chad Jackson, guys that you signed like a Jason Webster, Fernando Bryant, when he came around to training camp, didn't even make the team. And then guys that you drafted, with the exception of Mayo, you know, like Crable, Wheatley, got hurt. And then you got 3 frontline starters going down on defense, in addition to Brady. So I think it's a lot, and I think everything that they try to do to replace the guys that they lost, you know, they couldn't, and then they couldn't, and on top of that, they can't overcome the injuries. I just think it's too much, and I think you've seen that in the past couple of games.
I do, too.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
And I think it's wearing on the players. As much as they've tried to fight through that, they're human beings, and they are starting to come to the realization, you know, we just don't have the bullets in the gun right now.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose, you know, you lose guys at all 3 levels of the defense, you know, when Warren, Thomas, and Harrison, and everybody talks about communication, I mean, geez, that's 3 levels, you know, of guys. I mean, and you say, okay, well, you know, we're going to lose Samuel, but, you know, bringing young guys, we're bringing guys off, you know, via free agency, but we'll have Rodney back there to direct them. Well, Rodney's not back there to direct them.
Right.
And you know, now you got Mayo in there, and you got Guyton in there, you know, primarily on third downs, and the rookies.
Yeah, I mean, having Rodney out there is like having a coach on the field because even when something goes wrong, he immediately knows what it is, and he can immediately go to the guy, you know, this is what happened.
Right.
You know, you don't have to wait till a timeout or when you finally get off the field. He can coach right on the field, and that's a big loss.
And the other thing is, how many positions have they lost, not only the starter, but the second guy? You know, Woods now has reportedly, some reports say broken jaw potentially for Woods. You know, they have to sign Colvin, but, you know, Merriweather bumps into the starting lineup, so he was sort of your nickel guy. Well, Wheatley was coming on, but then he's hurt, and Webster was, now he's hurt. Offensively, at running back, we saw it. You went through 1, 2, 3, 4, and
yep.
a lot of positions. It wasn't just losing a starter, but yeah. now you're 2, 3 deep on the depth
We
chart.
Were worried that the running backs weren't enough carries for all the backs.
Right.
Now we don't have enough backs for the carries.
So it's not just the top-end injuries. It's injuries throughout.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's top to bottom. It's right through. I mean, it really struck the core of what usually their strength is, and that's their depth chart.
You know, there's one team, you know, like the Giants. They got hurt on defense this year. I mean, between retirement and injuries, they really did get affected, and they've been able to keep it going. But their offense has remained pretty healthy, so that's really helped them.
Yeah, I mean, they have the best. Don't they have the best rushing game
yeah.
in the league? I think. Yeah.
So. But you know, there aren't too many teams at the top that have been hurt by injuries like the Patriots.
Right. I would say Jacksonville has had a terrible year, and part of that started when they got decimated on the line.
Right.
As a run-based physical team.
No one lost a quarterback. See, I just think we can talk about all these different guys, but nobody lost a quarterback of the caliber of a frontline starter like Brady.
And I think Dallas did, and they fell in the tank for
1-2.
I know,
and
but
they lost to a terrible team.
I know what you're saying.
The Giants have lost 100 guys. They lost Brandon Jacobs for games. They lost Antonio Pierce for games. They lost Newman Yura for the season. They've carried on. They didn't lose their quarterback, and they didn't lose
the
nucleus of their team.
Until the Patriots defense starts shutting people down, I'm not going to use that as an excuse because it's the defense.
Well, I'm just telling you, it was the same defense last year that went 16-0.
Not really.
Here's a question. If Brady doesn't get hurt and all these other things happen, what do you think they only have two losses?
11-1. I think we'd be 11-1.
I think
we would have lost at San Diego.
I think they'd be 9-3. Either way, you're in first place.
And either way, you're at the top of the league.
Right.
And I'm not trying to simplify it. It's nothing to do with Matt Castle because I think he far exceeded everybody's expectations. I think that you started the year losing the most important player. And then you got regular injuries from there that everybody else has.
Yeah.
But you started from a significantly weaker spot than everybody else did when they lost their players. You know, the Colts have been decimated, but they maintained Peyton Manning. And even though he struggled early as he was coming off his injury, he's been there. And now some people are even talking about he could be in line for MVP if they continue to win like this. So yeah, I have to think if Brady was here through this, they might not have looked like last year. They might not have beaten everybody by 35 points like they did last year.
Right.
But they'd have been winning these games.
Yeah. That's true. All right, Christian.
All right. Rest assured, I'll still be there this Sunday and next Sunday in front of the TV at 4:15 chairing the monster.
Of course you were, because you're a fan.
Don't worry about it, Fred.
You're a fan.
All right, Christian.
Guys, I'll talk to you.
Tell your dad that we send the best.
Yes.
Yep.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right.
That doesn't sound quite as dirty as when Fred told the other guy to tell his mom we
said hi.
And I also like to point out, Christian didn't necessarily pencil himself in for the final two games of the season. He goes, this Sunday and next, I'll be there. He left off the last two.
It's all right.
He might reevaluate it after that. If they lose to the Raiders, is that okay if people jump ship if they lose
to
Oakland?
No, you never jump ship. You always watch every game. You don't. Come on.
Fred, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. You don't have to have the same, you know, like fever pitch or anything. You don't have to be out here doing all the stuff and tailgating for 27 hours. But I remember that one. They were 1-11 Drew's first year and Parcells' first year. I was waiting that Pittsburgh game with lost. I mean,
oh, no.
Yeah,
we
you got to watch.
Again.
If this is your team, you have to watch the game.
It's like your kid. I mean, your kid could be on an 0-10 basketball team, but you're going to go watch the game.
It's like Paul with Northeastern.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
stink and he goes and watches them.
You have an interest in the team, so you watch no matter what.
That's
no matter what.
I didn't go to the game last night.
Ball jumped ship.
No, the only time that I would, you know, put an exception there is, for example, the Bengals. When the team obviously isn't doing what it needs to do.
Plus weather. Weather can come into it.
Yeah, weather.
I got to tell you something right now. I would not have been at Sunday's game.
Hell no.
Right.
I would have watched at home.
I would have
watched at home.
I would have watched
at
home.
However you watch, you got to watch. So, webradio@patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482.
All I was saying was, you know, you get to that Arizona game. What's that, like the 22nd? It's the holiday season. You're having a Christmas party. Most years you would have made damn sure the game's
Plop
on.
Plop your ass down in front of that TV and
this
watch.
This year you pop on some Christmas music and put the Yule log on in HD on
Do
the TV
afterwards.
And check the score later and see how many
Three
they lost
hours
by.
You can watch. all right, I want to take care
is
of
Is that what you call it, the Yule log?
Not Yul Brynner?
Who the hell is that?
You and a guest are invited to experience football like never before as the NFL Network broadcasts the first live game in 3D, Oakland Raiders against the San Diego Chargers, Thursday, December 4th. That's tonight. 7 o'clock is the pregame tailgate reception. 8:15 is the game kickoff. That's right here at Patriot Place at the Showcase Cinema Deluxe. Now, it is not open to the public, so don't show up and try to get in. But we are going to give away 2 tickets. And what we'll do is we'll get your name, whoever the winner is, and we'll leave your name at the door, and all you need to do is show up and give your name, and you'll get right in. Paul, do you have a trivia question?
Oh, I have one.
You have one.
Okay.
I don't have one. I forgot the name. Oh. Paul, that name I said to you yesterday, if they can say who that person is.
I couldn't tell you. We'll look it up, though, and get it. You tell me who the starting wide receiver – we'll say both of them. Starting wide receivers right now, currently, for the Oakland Raiders.
Ready, go. First caller that names it.
You have to call in right away so you don't get to look it up on the
So the question is, who are the starting wide receivers for the Oakland Raiders? The number is 508-543-7482. 508-543-7482. First caller that gets that question right will win 2 tickets tonight to this. I'm intrigued. I don't know how they're going to do this. An NFL game in 3D.
I'm intrigued, but I think they should have Dramamine on hand for people that get sick.
You got to hand it to the NFL for picking a great game to start it with.
Yeah, sure, the Raiders. So that's tonight, 7 o'clock, pregame tailgate reception, 8:15 game kickoff in the beautiful state-of-the-art theater, Cinema Deluxe, which is really beautiful.
How many people is that set?
I don't know. I mean, it's a normal theater. It's not huge, but it's a pretty good-sized theater.
Now, is this something the NFL is going to branch into? Because we actually had an Ask PFW recently.
Yep.
Because the Red Sox... they've sort of slowed down on it. It came at the beginning of HD, but they would do nights at theaters where it was game Nesson game night or whatever, and they would play the game at various theaters, Providence, Boston, a few locales.
Yep.
And we had an SPFW that asked, how come the NFL doesn't do anything like
that? Yeah, they are going to do this. So they're going to branch out and do this in theaters.
Now, this must be totally new. Like, there's separate cameras, separate everything
for
this?
I have no idea how they're going to do this. John is in Seattle, and John has called. Are you calling for the contest?
No, I'm not going to call for the contest. I heard it that I was working last night, so I'd be useless. And I'm out in Seattle, so I'd never make it out there.
That's okay. All right. Do you have anyone locally that you would give us the name and maybe they'd want to go?
You know, no, actually. Most of my family moved out except for my mother, and I don't know if she'd be able to. I mean, you want me to give me the try? I'll give the try.
No, we don't want to waste it if you're not going to use it. These are very special tickets. On the street, they're worth thousands of dollars.
Indeed. Well, the only reason I'm calling you is because I had something special happen.
Okay.
Normally, I just sit here. I go work night and all the other stuff and listen to your podcasts, and I laugh hysterically to myself, and everybody wonders why. I get a call from a student who gives me a talk for about a half an hour, which none of it's really interesting except the last 30 seconds, where he says, oh, I got a good friend who's a season ticket holder at the Seahawks, and he doesn't want to go this weekend. So do you want 2 free tickets to go watch the game? I was like, yeah, I think so. So I offered Fred if you guys wanted to get together for beer, or I asked your guy if I could get the info for the rest of the Patriots fans out here, which there are actually quite a number. And so maybe I'll run into you guys at some point there.
Cool. So you said you're a teacher, and this was a student that gave you the tickets?
Yeah. You know, you've heard of Andre Tippett?
Yes.
I outranked him for a few months.
In what, martial arts?
I tested for his rank about a few months before he did in Okinawa.
Really?
So, but he could still break me into tiny little pieces. So
yes.
Realistic.
Wow, that's cool. goes for the rest of us as well.
So your student
gave you... Physics.
Your student gave you the tickets. Now do you have to give your student an A?
I just won't beat them up that hard next time.
Okay. All right. Well, so, I don't even know where we're staying.
I don't either.
I was going to tell you guys until I heard that one of you guys don't like beer. But right near, it's not the pyramid. It's in Elysian, which has all sorts of beer. It's right there. You see, there's the Seahawks Stadium, and then there's the Mariners Stadium.
Yeah.
They're like right there, and right there, in walking distance, there's a nice brewery. Now, I know one of you guys doesn't like the microbreweries. I'm sure they can find something watery or something from the toilet that you can drink.
Wow.
But it's pretty nice. They got all styles. It's pretty good. You know, it's not too expensive.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Well, I think if
I'm not allowed to drink, though, on the road, so you can go to the microbrewery.
I think if you put a Miller Lite label on a toilet, Paul would be lapping it up right there.
Exactly.
Like a dog.
But on the other hand, it's not like it's $12 a glass either, because that's one of the problems. You go to one of these places, it's like, we're crying out loud, you know?
Right.
But they're usually pretty reasonable. So I imagine a lot of the Patriots fans are going to be, because there are like two main, and one's really nice, and some other places where you can like watch it on TV, kind of take a jet.
Well, here's what I'll do. I have access to the webradio@patriots.com email address anywhere in the world. So Saturday, obviously, what we should do is we should use that address to maybe do a little coordination. So if you can find out, you know, where the fans are going on Saturday, email it to webradiopatriots.com. I'll figure something out. Maybe we can work something out on Saturday night.
Okay. Well, the person I talked to is going to come. Through gender, as always, I get blown up. I thought he had that info that you emailed him.
Well, that's for the day of the game. The day of the game. That's a big tailgate that they're doing before the game. We don't have – before the game, we're busy, so we can't do that. I'm talking about Saturday night.
Andy and I have radio engagements.
Right. Dan, you don't have that info? Why don't you have that info?
We can look at it. I'll be working.
Can you just bring broccoli into the studio there, Two gender?
What's that? I smell broccoli.
Something
too.
Stinks.
Broccoli.
It's awful.
It smells like broccoli.
It smells like broccoli.
No?
Sorry.
Maybe you got
sorry
a whiff
about
of
that,
out
John.
Here.
Well, anyways, what is your schedule on Sunday? Are you going to be meeting with any of the tailgaters and stuff?
No, we're not. We're
pretty much.
No.
Yeah, we're pretty swamped.
No.
You're pretty swamped.
Yeah.
So, do you have any idea where you are? Because I don't mind looking it up. I got, you know, between things and trying to coordinate, I can go on there, your forums and yada yada. But what is your schedule? I mean, I don't know.
Well, Saturday's our free day, so
Saturday will be.
That's why, you know, once I get out there, just send an email.
Send an email, and maybe we can send you something back and let you know. I don't want to let everybody know what we're going to be.
Yeah, what was we would actually get a lot. Even if we knew the hotel name, we'd get in a lot of trouble if we gave it out.
Well, yeah, okay, I get that. All right, well, I won't keep you. Enjoy the show, and I'll be unfortunately listening to it later on the podcast. I can't listen to it live.
All right, thanks for calling.
Enjoy the game. Well,
I am definitely. Tickets are out. I looked early for tickets. They have, you know, less fans than they have for the Mariners. Mariners tickets you can get them for $7, $12, good seats. Forget Seahawks, they wanted a couple of hundred. Now, they may have dropped in price because, you know, they were going to go 10 and they said.
They haven't exactly lived up to the preseason hype.
Well, no, they haven't.
All right, man.
I still hear them. Take care.
We'll All right.
You. Good talk to you.
Steve in Seattle. Looking for a good time.
I think it was John.
I knew it wasn't Steve.
Well, there's probably a Steve in Seattle.
There's a Steve
in
Oregon with seven kids.
Yeah. There's a lot of Steves.
Isn't he in Oregon? I believe.
There is a Steve in Oregon with seven kids.
Wait, what? Turn your mic on.
Oregon.
Way to go, Andy.
It's not Oregon.
He just called John.
It's Oregon.
Whatever, I don't care.
No,
well, they get really upset about
if you say Oregon, they'll correct you.
But I'm not them, so I don't care.
It's Oregon.
I'm being what John called me earlier.
Okay, so we still need somebody to call up at 508-543-7482 and tell us who the current starting receivers are.
Glenn, Newburyport,
for the
call.
Oakland Raiders. You
this
do
would
that,
be a good night for you.
And you get two tickets tonight to the Showcase Cinema here at Patriot Place.
Presented by Raytheon.
For this amazing
Mike and Sharon,
presentation
how about you?
Of the Raiders and San Diego Chargers game in 3D. I'm very curious to see how they're going to do this.
So why don't you go?
I'm busy.
Doing what?
I got things.
What?
It's the holiday season. I got stuff
Mike
to
and
do.
Sharon's probably already there.
His probably. Father, he's
big,
a big wig.
Big wig. His father's
probably,
probably
financing
got,
the
probably
operation.
Got a luxury suite inside the Cinema Deluxe.
Right.
Oh, is this the place with the second tier and the...
Yeah. I've watched a movie up there. It's very nice.
All right, we have Artie in New Hampshire.
Artie, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. How you doing?
You going to give it a shot?
I'm going to give it a shot, but I got to be honest, I looked it up.
That's okay.
Okay, that's all right.
Cheating is the way around
Depending
here.
On where you looked it up, you could still be wrong.
I probably could.
All right. What's your answer?
My answer is Ashley Lalee.
Well, that's one of them.
And Johnny Lee Higgins.
Wrong again! Sorry. Thanks for trying. Hang up on him. Get rid of him.
It's not Johnny Lee Higgins.
Johnny Lee Higgins.
Okay.
According to their most recent depth chart
they sent me.
There was a gentleman that I have never heard the name before, and I will not know it until someone calls in and says the name.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know the answer until I hear it.
All right.
Oh, we got another caller.
Another caller.
Ringing off the hook. Nice try, Artie, though, because he is on the depth chart. He's third, I believe.
Nice try after you just ripped him.
Well, that's what you do. You cut them loose. As soon as they're wrong, they're no use anymore.
Listen, people.
Because then they start begging. Oh,
people,
come on.
People pride us.
Or they yell out another answer. Right.
Don't our listeners pride us with being different from all those stations that, you know, they don't let anybody talk, and they don't give any opinions, no objectivity.
Right.
So you're just being like all the other stations.
I'm being what John said. I got no problem with that.
You're ridiculing all the listeners.
Do we have another caller?
We do. It is
Chris from Seattle again. Another Chris.
No, another one.
Another person from Seattle.
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, no, I'm the one who runs the Boston Sports Fan Group of Seattle. I'm the one who's putting the people are putting the big tailgate together.
Oh, great. Nice. Okay.
So I heard you guys were giving from Barry down in Orange County. You guys were giving us some plugs, so I really appreciate it.
Well, good.
So I just wanted to give a call and just, you know, a reminder that we're having a big party up from 9 to around game time on game day at the Showbox Soda, which is at 1700 First Avenue South. It's just a few blocks south of Quest Field. We have the whole, like, probably like a third of the whole place. It's split up into two rooms, so one of them is exclusively for Patriots fans. And if there's overflow, there's plenty of room for other people to go. You know, beer specials, a big breakfast buffet, and we're told that Mosi Tatupu is supposed to show up. And
oh, nice.
Say hi.
Yeah, I think actually Donna Spigarola arranged for that, Mosi to show up.
And then he can watch his son play.
Right.
Gets by you, Andy.
Give out that address and name of the establishment again, Chris.
Yeah, it's called the Showbox. Now, there are two venues called the Showbox. They're big music venues.
Oh,
this
God.
Is the Showbox Soto. Soto means it's the south of the dome. It's just the section of town. So Showbox Soto, S-O-D-O, and it's 1700 First Avenue South. And if you go on, the website there is showboxonline.com, and you can get directions there. But it's ironically right at the corner of First Avenue South and Massachusetts Street.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So they couldn't get any better than that. So, and we're expecting, I don't know what we're in for. We could have 100, we could have 500 Pats fans. It's going to be a ton of people, I'm sure, and a lot of revelry and fun. And we'll have some raffles. And it's also, we're asking for donations at the door, too, for some expenses, but most of it's going to go to the Jimmy and the New England Patriots Alumni Club.
Well, I know the Patriots fans are very generous. So,
yes,
they are.
You should
I know
do
they
well
are.
There.
I know, so.
Well, that's great. Yeah. You know, thanks for organizing this.
Yeah, that's
for the first, you know.
And we get some concrete information.
Man, I've been living here for over 11 years, and I've been waiting for the Patriots to cut because from some quirk in the scheduling, I haven't been here in, I guess, like 14 years or whatever.
93,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so I've been waiting for this so long. I mean, I go back east and see a Pats game, or I went down to the San Francisco game. I see them usually once a year somewhere, but, you know, a lot of us have been waiting for this, so we can't wait to welcome the guys here and really have some fun and see a win, hopefully. And and one other thing before I forget, the earlier caller, they're wondering where you guys are getting together Saturday. There's a smaller informal thing that our group is putting together on Saturday at a place called the Owl and Thistle, which is just north of the it's a, you know, kind of old traditional Irish pub. Actually, a Boston guy owns it.
Oh.
It's at 808 Post Avenue, which is near Columbia Street. It's just a little bit north of there, and then we're having a little, you know, so much, because there are a lot of people that are coming up from California everywhere, so, you know, they were all wondering what to do every night. So we're putting together kind of an informal thing there.
Okay.
That goes from 6 to 9 p.m.
So the Owl and Thistle.
The Owl and Thistle, yeah, T-H-I-S-T-L-E.
So as soon as
I think if you go to owlandthistle.com, I think that'll have
as soon as I figure out where we're staying, because a lot of times we, you know, we're playing in Seattle and we stay, like, in San Diego.
Right.
You know,
I think we're okay on this one.
Okay,
and
good.
Most of the hotels, there are a ton of hotels in downtown, so I would suspect they put you guys there. But
okay. Hopefully.
Well, this
and are you guys too swamped today over here? You're not going to be able to come to the big tailgate?
Not the day of the game.
Game day, yeah, there's some stuff going on.
But we'll make a run at the Owl and Thistle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll be there. I'd love to meet you guys. Yeah,
yeah.
Against Chris, and I'll drop you. I think I dropped you an email earlier, but I can drop you in case you guys think.
Okay, so until,
I'll give you myself.
Until further notice, for anyone listening in Seattle, Owl and Thistle, Saturday night.
6 to 9.
That's the place to be.
Correct, correct.
6-2
and
question
mark. And Showbox Soto the day of.
Okay, cool. What about Friday night? Anything going on Friday?
Friday night, I got to rest my liver up.
Okay, all right. All right, that's cool. Well, thank you for calling in and giving us that info.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and know that there, yeah, there, as the guy said, there's a ton of Pats fans here. I mean, we get together every Sunday at a place called Spitfire. Unfortunately, it wasn't available for us. It's just a little north downtown, and there's usually anywhere from, you know, 20 to 100 of us every weekend. So we've been doing it for years, and can't wait to see the guys in person here.
Cool.
All right. All right. Well, thanks
good
for calling
stuff,
in.
Steve.
Okay,
all right,
Steve.
Thanks, guys.
That's Steve,
right,
we'll be- Steve in Seattle, you know, with
I'm
the good 411.
Yeah.
The good 411.
Yeah. Yep. You know what I'm sort of fascinated by?
Steve's.
Is the size and dedication levels of some of these fan clubs, particularly on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I'm so fascinated by it, but there could be like 500 people at a pregame thing in Seattle.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Well, who's born in Seattle? Everyone there is from somewhere else.
Really?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the sure of yes.
I'm not buying that.
I think
at all.
It's a fun fact that there's never actually been a birth.
If
there's
you
no
said
hospital.
L.A.,
yeah.
I mean, if you said L.A. or like Miami or something like that, I'd say, well,
the
okay.
Hospitals don't even have maternity wards.
It's just a fun fact.
Strippers, now can you Google this?
Now, that's a fun fact. The hospitals don't even have maternity
it's
wards.
It's just a fun fact.
Yeah. They have more coffee bars than maternity wards in Seattle.
Just, you know, the whole Arizona fan club thing, which you told me about right when I first started. Why do people
move to Seattle?
I'm so surprised by that. People don't move to Seattle. Why are you buying this?
Because, like, Arizona, California, I'm like, okay,
but you're actually
nice.
Giving
I can
it
see
thought.
It.
And, you know, I should
is get... Seattle where Microsoft is? Are they near there or no?
They are in Washington, I think. Washington State, maybe?
And so it's not Seattle.
Oh, maybe. Oh, Seattle.
Well, Seattle is Nike. Nike,
no,
I think.
Portland.
That's
Nike.
Portland,
Portland,
Oregon.
Okay.
Different state and city. Microsoft's in Seattle.
So
I mean,
know,
in Washington, not Seattle.
The last 38 seconds of this program are not your finest hour. No, not Seattle. Washington State.
Fred, what state is Seattle in?
Washington.
Thank
all
you.
All right.
Who's in Oregon?
Nike.
Portland.
Nike.
And Stephen with seven kids.
And
a boy
and Matt,
who's artistic.
Matt, who came here.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good job right there, idiot.
What's he whispering into the microphone?
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
All right, Web Radio, we still need to have somebody call for the contest, though. We've
Glenn, what are you doing?
A lot of calls from Seattle.
Can we just give it to Artie in New Hampshire, the poor guy?
Well, I mean,
if we don't give it away in 20 minutes, call back Artie, we'll give it to you.
Do you have Artie's phone number? You don't keep a log of the phone calls? No?
Is it ringing?
All right. Yeah, you should have, you know, people who called. Is there a 603 there? That would be Artie.
Fred goes, is there a 603-942-4455?
No,
that's Artie.
I didn't say that.
I know.
So you're an idiot.
Those are always my favorites.
Mine too, actually.
Webradio at Patriots.com. We should probably get to
some
emails.
All
right,
now I have a question for you.
What?
They're talking on ESPN about Wes Welker. And they're talking about it from a medical perspective, okay?
Yeah.
They just had a little chart up there with the, you know, the kind of the computer-generated anatomy with the head and the red on the brain injury or whatever. First of all, I'm wondering how they know any kind of severity of Wes Welker's brain injury. And then they said, probable for Seattle game. What are they basing that on?
He wasn't on the...
Right. Probably just that he wasn't on the injury report.
So why is he probable?
Then he shouldn't be probable.
Because they know of an injury that knocked him out of a game, so they're not willing to
say... Then the Patriots are violating the rules.
No, they're not.
No?
It's a practice report. If he participated in practice fully yesterday, then they're not violating anything.
But I don't
think... If,
but they're making
Friday
and says nothing,
he's not on
I personally believe that they're violating the injury report because he said it's up to the doctors.
They're making an assumption that he's going to be listed as probable, and I don't think that's right.
See, I think... Now, did they have it in parentheses? Because I think they're using it as, like... Real world probable. He's probably going to play in their minds.
Well, maybe.
Not NFL probable, doubtful,
well, you
questionable.
Shouldn't use, you should say probably will play. You shouldn't use probable because that people think
why,
that that's
why not,
how they're listed.
Why not just go with what you know and say
practice Wednesday.
Wednesday? That's it.
There you go. Okay.
I just thought it was weird. All see,
right.
that little CGI thing. They have one up there for Trent Edwards now.
Yeah. On his belly?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. I'm going to go with rib.
So if Andy Hart was up there, it would be my bunghole.
Oh, Jesus. There's that Yule log again there, two-gender.
It's more of a Yule foam.
All right. That's just vile. Well, you are a vile, all right, disgusting.
So we've got
man.
This contest going on. Anyone wants to try to give an answer? We know one of the wide receivers, so you have 50% of the answers already in.
Yeah, Ashley Lalea was one of them.
And Johnny Lee Higgins is indeed a receiver
and, he
and a
may,
playmaker on
and
returns.
And just so you know, he may in fact start.
We are going by the depth chart provided
by the PR department.
You could
watch this game tonight.
Department.
You could watch this game tonight, and Johnny Lee Higgins very well could be in the starting lineup. But according to the Oakland depth chart that we used, it wasn't him. Some other guy I'd never heard of.
A rookie, too. A rookie
Every
guy.
Every time you come
heard.
In here, it smells like
yeah, what
broccoli.
What are you cooking out there?
Yeah, now it smells like cauliflower. What are you doing? What
are you cooking
doing
vegetables out there?
Is that just from the Qdoba?
It does smell really, really
just
bad.
So you know,
and it
Dan,
wasn't the food.
Unless it's
we
pepper
were
and
there.
Onions, vegetables are not allowed in this studio. Right, Paul?
I would concur with that.
Neither are fruits.
Like
so
peppers.
Stay out.
No,
fruits
He's
you
like
can have.
Oh, I love fruit.
We have Eric all the time.
I was going to say.
I love fruit, though.
You have Eric all the time?
No, we have Eric. Let's see. Okay, Artie, we'll give him another chance. He says, is it that rookie Chaz Chalen?
That's
yeah.
it. Artie, All you're right. going to the 3D premiere of the NFL.
All right, so Artie,
yes.
I know you're still listening.
Yes, yes I
Arthur
am.
Arthur Knowles is his name, and we'll leave that. You're gonna take care of that?
Those two tickets will be waiting for you.
We need to call Lindsay. You know Lindsay upstairs?
Lindsay.
Give her the name.
Will do.
With Lindsay. Plus a guest.
Sure.
So, Artie, you don't have to come alone.
Which Lindsay?
You bring a guest. Burkett.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the other
one.
Or Burkett?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know half the people that work here.
That's true. Luckily, there's half as many to know in the last 2 weeks.
And luckily for you, no one wrote anything, you know, somewhat embarrassing in the company-wide newsletter to now people that do know you that you never thought knew you before.
Why is that embarrassing, Paul, that you're in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's a lie, first of all.
It's not
misrepresenting
a lie.
The facts.
It's not a lie.
You're not in the BU Hall of Fame, Paul.
Well, no. Well, he
wrote it wrong.
He wrote it wrong.
Yeah, a lie.
Wasn't exactly
you
a lie.
You are now George O'Leary.
No, it's not on my resume.
Harry Agganis.
He was inducted with me.
That's
Greg?
Right.
Greg?
Posthumously.
That's right. Hey, on the phone is Anthony from Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on there, guys? What's up, Hall of Famer Paul Perillo?
How are you, my man?
Good. I just want to call and say Andy's crazy.
Well,
why?
That's for sure.
What's
why?
That?
Why?
Well, because for him to break down the last year's Patriots offense and not say it's one of the greatest and it's overrated is ridiculous.
Whoa. See, you people don't listen. I didn't.
You people. Who are you calling you people?
You people, and you know what I mean by that.
You Italians, I think you were saying, Anthony.
I didn't say the offense or its production or the season was overrated. I said the fact that you can't replicate some of the talent surrounding the quarterback is overrated. This is in discussion with Matt Cassel moving on.
Andy, I think you're changing your argument.
But I'm not. Heard... It's what I said all along.
Really?
I said the base of that offense last year was three people, the quarterback and the two receivers.
But the point is, Andy, you can any great you can kind of say that about any great offense. So it's kind of a dumb argument.
See, I don't.
It really is. That's how
I think
I
it's a dumb argument that people are saying you can't sign Matt Cassel because you can't provide anywhere near the talent that's around him. I think that's a dumb
Who's
argument.
Saying that the only
that's an
saying
argument
that is you.
No, I'm not.
People aren't.
That's an argument that you
are
can't
saying that they don't
give him an offense like he has here.
You can't give him an offense
right.
like he has here.
Do that he's a benefit of the system and the players around him.
You don't think this is a good offense around him?
I do.
You don't think it's a top-tier offense around him?
Yeah.
You don't think there's more teams in the league that have less to work with than he does?
No question.
But that's all people are saying.
But the bottom line is, all of that rankings that you're talking about is a couple players.
Well,
and if you want to replicate that,
but most teams don't have those couple of players.
See,
some
I think
do.
There's some that do.
I agree with you. There are some teams.
I think
the one that you brought up yesterday,
Arizona. Right.
Arizona. Arizona yesterday. That's one that does
before they traded the receiver.
Thanks a lot, Anthony.
But they don't
Hello?
Have.
Hello.
Thanks a lot, Anthony, for opening up another can of worms.
You know what's going to happen now, Anthony? Is Fred's going to once again not have any idea what's going on in the argument and change it in the middle like he usually does.
I guess, but here's the thing: is that you can take every great offense and say, "Oh, you couldn't have done it without those three guys. They were the focal point."
That's right.
Yeah, they get all the publicity. Anybody can say that about any great offense.
Right, but I think some great offenses had more people. So it's harder to replicate. The everybody you add to that list makes it harder to replicate. If it's two receivers,
the
it's
more,
not as hard to replicate.
Andy, the more people that are part of it, the easier it is.
To be successful, yes. To build it, no.
to build.
It's harder to get Bruce, Holt, and Falk than it is to just get Welker, Moss.
But I also,
because you have to get three instead of two.
Andy, part of the, I think the reason I think that some people say that about Castle also, Andy, is because of the support system around him, not just in the terms of the talent that he plays with, but the coaching and in the system that he's been a part of for 4 years now. And I think people look at it and they say the system was well built for him. And let's face it, say what you will about Belichick, but I think his game planning is non-paralleled. And he's a game plan coach, and I think more often than not, he finds a way to really exploit that other team's defense. Will he have that opportunity? Will he be put in those positions by Rod Marinelli, even
though
they might have Roy Williams and
that's more
Calvin
than fair.
Johnson on
I
the
think
outside.
That's a much larger aspect in my
but
mind.
But I think that's a big part of
but
what people
But a lot of people
about.
Say the talent around him is the phrase.
Well, but I think
he inherited the talent of the best
I think
offense.
Taking,
I think,
I think
system,
you're taking that literally.
The system.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. It's like I told you yesterday. I take it literally when they say the defense is old, and it really isn't old.
But I think you're taking
then
it literally.
Then why say it if
talent,
you don't need it?
The talent, I think, is meant to be everything. It's the
okay.
It's
if that's what they – you know what I think of Josh McDaniels. I think he's a very good offensive-minded coach. So, yes, I don't think every just coordinator that he's going to be placed with is going to be as good as Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, that's all. And I, like I said, I don't think you're necessarily off in terms of, you know, this is not the same offense as last year. It's not the same
right. –
you don't have the same guns because you don't have any of the running backs that you've had last year, and you don't have the depth at receiver that you had last year.
No question.
I agree with you on that point.
Does anyone have a dollar and a quarter? I'd like a Diet Pepsi from the vending machine.
Hey, guys, can I make one point about
make
Castle?
It $2.50 and get me one.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, listen, I think he's done great, obviously, coming in here. And, listen, he's got a lot more talent than Tom Brady did, obviously, when Tom Brady came in replace of Drew Bledsoe. You know, I actually want to give a little bit extra credit to Castle because he's coming in replacing a three-time, one-time MVP Super Bowl champ.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the expectations
were
high.
Where Brady came in, and really, yeah, he was replacing the Patriots' face, as in New England, as in Bledsoe.
Yeah, I don't
know. So you got to give him a little extra credit for that.
I think the expectations were higher coming off a 16-0 season, replacing Tom Brady. Even though people said he was irreplaceable, people still want to win. They still people like Fred lowered the expectations like two wins.
I agree with the strict
and I think I might be
view,
right.
But I agree with the strict point of view.
12-3 to 11-5.
What?
I said 12-3 beginning of the season.
They were going to not play one game.
They were going to be so good they were only going to have to play 15?
What did I say?
No one even knows what you're saying.
Then I said 12-4. I said 12-4. I know I had 12 wins.
12-3. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what Fred's talking about.
Fred baffled
me. Was that
me.
Dead air?
Yeah,
it was dead
air.
My phone?
Fred baffled.
No,
that was
literally
dead air.
Dead air.
Fred completely baffled me.
I'd like a soda.
But I just thought I'd make that point about Castle. That's all I kind of wanted to bring out.
I do think, Anthony, that is true. I think what you said is true. But if given the choices as an untested quarterback, I would rather take over what Castle took over than what Brady took over.
Oh, absolutely. All I'm saying is a pressure.
Brady had
standpoint.
a lot of pressure on him because even though Bledsoe wasn't a three-time MVP, Super Bowl winner and an NFL MVP, he was considered to be irreplaceable. He was considered to be the Patriots guy. Well, if you lose Bledsoe, wait till you see what happens now. I thought it, and a lot of other people did too. I wasn't alone,
right?
And we were all wrong.
Well, we had no expectations.
But it was the same amount of pressure, and he was dealing with a lot less to work with.
I don't know. I don't think we had any expectations on Tom Brady. We were coming off a, 6
Was it 1-3 at that time?
5-11 season.
0-2.
And we were 0-2. I don't think we expected anything out of Brady. Right. That's why it was such an amazing thing.
So we had tons of pressure on him. That season was going down the crapper.
They
were only
0-2. I don't think that, but I don't think.
No, I think it was a day at the beach for him.
If there was pressure, it was
on Belichick.
I don't think it was from the fans or the media.
But my point on that,
what pressure did Matt Castle have from the fans or the media?
I don't necessarily agree with what Andy said.
What did Andy say?
Andy said that there was a whole lot of pressure on Castle.
You lowered from Tom Brady to Matt Castle. You lowered your win total two games.
I'm not talking about me.
You tell me that's not pressure.
Everyone else. I think everyone else thought if Brady goes down, it's over.
No,
but
and
if
they
I don't
said
think
the same
you're
thing.
The only one, and they're a loss away from it being over.
But it's not over. He did well. I think he did better than people's expectations.
I don't. The two games that he threw for 400 yards.
I think we've seen steady progress.
I'm talking about the record. I'm not talking about his performance.
Well, okay.
I think his performance has exceeded expectations.
Right. The defense is the one that's let us down.
It didn't let me down. It's played the level that I thought it was.
Well,
I thought the record was eerily close to what it is. I think they lost one game that I didn't think they were going to lose. That was at Miami. Wow. Against Miami.
And
it's the only game I didn't pick in the win.
And the reason I thought that they would be 11-5, even with Castle in there, was because the defense would step up. I didn't think that Castle would play the way he's playing.
I think Castle has exceeded expectations, but
yes.
I don't think it's been, with the exception of those two remarkable performances, I don't think the other ones were really.
But if Castle hadn't exceeded expectations, they wouldn't even be 7-5.
Why?
Because they would have lost more games. That's
Without
why.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he crapped the bed, and I didn't expect him to crap the bed.
Well,
you didn't.
he threw for 400 yards in two games, right? He was outstanding in those two games,
and he won one of them.
And he only won one of them.
But a lot of people thought that he would crap the bed, that this team was done.
I didn't say that no one thought that. I'm saying we didn't think that. We didn't have shows that were saying that.
No, we didn't.
The three of us. We didn't say
that. But when you talk about pressure, I think there was more pressure on him than Tom Brady when he came in 2001. No one had any idea.
You think there was more pressure throwing to Randy Moss and Wes Welker than Fred Coleman and Troy Brown?
That's not what we're talking about,
That's pressure.
They both
had a lot of pressure on them, Fred.
I don't really see the difference. They have the same pressure as an NFL quarterback, but no one... Matt Castle was in the program for 4 years. They were coming off a 16-0 season. People's expectations have now been jaded by three Super Bowls. When Brady came in, they had never won a Super Bowl. They were 0-2. They had come off a 5-11. No one really – Bill Belichick wasn't a genius yet. You know, and Tom Brady comes in, and I don't think – You know, if there was pressure, it was the normal pressure of being
the NFL
quarterback.
And that's all the pressure either one of them is under.
No, I'm talking about external pressure.
Well,
there wasn't the external pressure on this team.
You're not an athlete.
As there is now.
I don't think they care one bit about that.
Maybe they don't. I'm just saying that's what it is.
Go ahead, Anthony.
So, wait a minute. In the beginning, I thought Fred wasn't agreeing with me, but I'm...
Exactly.
I think he agrees with me now, right?
Exactly. That's what Fred does in arguments. He changes sides in the middle, and it's very hard to subtly find out where he does it.
I truly believe he didn't agree with me in the beginning, but now I'm hearing his argument. It sounds like he's saying what I'm saying.
Well, if you agree with me, then I agree with you.
But another reason why I called, you guys started talking about the defense, too, and I just, you know, it seems like I'm part of the... Dean Pease Must Go campaign or something, but do you guys feel like, not necessarily that it's his fault, but I feel as if maybe Bill thinks he's not getting enough help from Dean Pease?
I don't know the answer to that. I do know this, and I was talking about it last week. I notice that at every game, after the first defensive series, Belichick turns his back on the offense and goes to the defensive bench and spends the whole next offensive series just with the defense.
And by you saying that, Fred, that's where I feel like I think he doesn't get enough help from Pease.
But not he used to do that with Romeo.
Yeah. What's that?
I remember him doing the same thing with
Romeo. I remember him going over at certain times when he sees something and pointing it out.
Did you see it Sunday?
As a matter of fact.
So after they had a 3-and-out, and the third play of which was a Vrabel interception, he turned his back on the whole game, went over and touched.
Absolutely.
That tells me he does it every game.
This year.
Every game.
This year, absolutely.
So it has nothing to do with performance or anything.
No, this,
that's his practice.
This year he's been doing it.
Right, so it has nothing to do with
results. In past years he hasn't.
I'm just saying it has nothing to do with results. He's doing it every year.
Right, that's what he does. That's his practice this year.
That's his general practice.
But
so I don't think it has anything to do with Dean Pease.
We don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
He's been the coordinator for 3 years.
But he didn't do it in
the other years. So obviously it's something that he wants to do. It has nothing to do with results.
But why, Paul?
You have to ask Bill that.
Okay, but there's a reason why he's doing it.
It's all speculation, guys.
Right, it's all speculation. We don't know.
No, I'm not sure he didn't do it
the previous 2 years.
I know for a fact he did, but I'm not even going to argue
that. Not like he's doing it this year. I'm telling you.
But what do you care if he does it on the first series or the second?
I don't get it.
It's just something that, you know, okay, now that I've seen what they're going to do, personnel, whatever,
here's a fun fact.
Here's kind of what we're going to do, what we're going to do going forward. He's never done that before.
Yeah. I think it's behind the scenes, whether it's game plan, how they plan it out. I feel like maybe he's not getting all the help that he needs, and maybe he'll look a different direction. That's just my guessing on it.
He could. But it, we'll never know because you're right. Whatever is important is going on behind the scenes, not after the first series of the game on the sideline.
Between Dean Pease and Dom Capers, he should be getting the help he needs, you know?
In theory, I would think.
In theory. Yeah.
If all their philosophies meld together and they're seeing the same thing. Yeah.
So I guess there's something to that, that he hasn't won anything without Romeo Crennel then.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. All right, guys, that's all I got to say. Argue amongst yourselves.
See ya.
That's what we do best.
But all right.
You don't really think that, and I was being sarcastic.
So then why do you say that?
Because just to kind of point out what you're doing, you're talking about things that he's always done, and you're making a bigger deal out of it than it needs to be.
Paul, he hasn't.
Have you talked to someone about this?
He hasn't done it
Just answer me honestly, yes or no. Have you talked to somebody about this? Because I'll definitely relent. I'll say that I misremember.
Why? Because
as Roger Clemens would say.
If it comes from my observation, Paul's not going to believe it.
Why is your observation?
He's like a 13-year-old kid, you know, talking to his father.
Why is your observation better than Andy's? Because Andy's the one who remembers it happening all the time. And I agree with Andy.
Doing exactly what he's doing this year?
I don't know that it's the first series,
but I know he's done it.
He's done it all the time, turning his back on the game.
Fred, does he do it? Does he continue to do it in the game?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the difference if he added one specific one?
Well, that's the difference. He's gone over, I've seen him go over, and we see it in the video. He goes over, says something, and goes back to the sideline.
Right.
Well,
so
I've seen
him.
Don't just make it out to be that he goes over with a quick hitter. He's always spent significant time with the defense when they come off the field.
I can tell you the whole thing with the Rams from 2001.
Every year from 2001
I can almost recite it.
But this year, it's different.
And he did it this week, by the way, Paul. In Showtime, this week it was, make him throw it to the sidelines. That's a tough throw today. Shut off all the in cuts. Make him throw to the outside.
But that's, you don't have
that's
to be.
That's exactly what he said.
All,
I watched it last night.
You know, all defensive, that's the only reason why I'm saying this, because we remember seeing this in the past.
And so do I, Paul, but I'm telling you there's something different this year, and you won't believe me.
Because you won't say what it is, Fred.
I'm telling you, after the first series, he spends the entire offensive series with the defense.
And now Andy and I are trying to have you tell us what is different about that.
Because he never did that specific thing before.
So you're telling me the time of the game that he does it is different, and that's somehow significant.
And the amount of time is different.
Okay, well, we're going to disagree with you about the amount of time.
I disagree with
that. All right.
That's all, you know.
Fred, I spent a season on the sideline standing directly behind the players when they came off.
Okay.
He spent significant time.
Yes.
You can make us out to be babies because we don't think it's any different.
Did he ever ignore the offense completely and just.
Yes.
Well, I'm telling you, he does it regularly every time. It's a practice now. It's not when he thinks of it. It's a practice.
I think it's been a practice for
a
while.
But the only reason why I asked you if someone told you that, Fred, before you get defensive.
So then you would believe me.
No, because then maybe someone said to you specifically why he's doing it. That's what I don't know. Yeah. That's what I don't know, Fred, is why is he doing it now differently than in the past?
I don't know the answer to that.
And if we don't know that it's any different than in the past,
has he done it all year?
I do know it's different. I don't know why.
Has he done it all year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're sure?
I'm just telling you that I remember seeing it constantly. That's all I'm saying. That's the only thing I disagree with you about, Fred. All the rest of it, I agree with you.
I still say he's doing it constantly, but not the way not that first series spending the entire time with the defense. That's the difference. But
unless you can tell me the significance of the first series, I don't get it.
I don't know. I just told you. I don't know why.
That's why I asked you if someone told you, not because I didn't believe what you were seeing.
Steven is on the phone from Oregon. Steven, how you doing?
Are you kids fighting again?
Yeah, yep. That's what we do. Hey, who made this Beatles thing about us?
That's PFW Progress.
James Koff.
It's good stuff.
Right. Steven.
Fred is the walrus.
What's up?
What's going on today? Anything exciting?
Well, we have a contest going on, but somebody won it.
Andy, your head looks expensive.
And in 3 minutes, we'll have the Qdoba question of the day, and we're going to do our picks in about 20 minutes.
Hey, so why don't you guys call it the Qdoba fun fact of the week?
It could be. It could be
just a fun fact.
Yeah.
Just a fun fact.
Paul, is this the guy that was ragging on me the other day when I went
All right,
here.
He comes in here for 2 minutes. He's trying
he's
to pick a
fight. He's already on the defensive. Look
Big
at him.
Man behind a microphone.
Come on. You're going to have a fight? Do it like me.
I learned it by watching you, Fred.
I have no formal artistic training.
I was actually working, unlike these other
All he did was compare one of his sons to you.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Oh, yes, that's right, because my son does improv comedy. So.
Unlike you, Eric, though, his son is funny.
Oh, well, and talented.
Hey, is there any news on injury reports or anything like that of what's going on? Or is Eric given that great practice report yet?
The same five players who weren't there yesterday were not there today.
And they were in shells?
If you missed them, they were in shells again, yeah.
If you missed them,
not upper hand shells?
No.
Something like that?
No.
That's a significant question, though, with Welker.
Well, with my theory on he can go out there and participate today doesn't mean he can participate in a game.
So if they were in shells, I would expect Welker to not be listed on the practice report again.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Hey, and how could I, if I can get you guys my seat information, is there a way that I could run into you guys at the game in Seattle? Or?
No.
No? No chance?
No. We're up in the press box.
Unless you're sitting in the press box.
No, they don't let me sit there.
Yeah. Well, then no.
No, we actually work.
They shouldn't let Fred and I sit there either. We could have one of these break out at any moment.
Actually, you guys are separated from me now. So
on the road.
On the road.
Is,
right.
We like I like that practice.
Yeah.
Because that way when you're really on edge like against Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I have to behave myself in the visiting
yeah, it's sometimes uncomfortable when you start screaming at the
Fred almost put his fist through the wall against the against
I've been
Pittsburgh.
Tempted to do that.
Fred rode the emotional roller coaster on Sunday.
Steve, how far are you from Seattle?
I am. It's 3 hours from here, so I'm going to drive up on Sunday morning. I got a couple of club seats. And
Fred just looked at Tuchin and goes, "What
club seats? Nice."
Now are the kids going with you?
No, I'm actually going to take the 11-year-old. So
girl or boy?
Daughter, a girl.
Great.
So we're going to go live in the lap of luxury for a whole game. So okay. Well, I just wanted to call and see what's going on, and I don't always get a chance to listen live because I'm in the middle of work all day. But
okay, Steven.
So.
Enjoy hey guys, the game. Say hello to your kids for me.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Scott Zolak from, Zoe Knows, and it's time for the Qdoba Question of the Week.
All right. So it's time to call in 508-543-7482. The person who gets the right answer will win the 20-person buffet from Qdoba. It's quite a good prize. So is the phone ringing yet? No? Did we shoot our load with the 3D contest?
Fred.
What?
Fred,
you can't say that.
No.
It's just, in context.
Just,
it's
just
okay.
No.
In context of what?
Of, shooting a load. Not the bad way, just, using all your bullets. You know what I mean.
Emptying the chamber.
Right.
Why don't we just take it all the way?
Exactly. Eric, God. While we wait for the person to first. We have a caller. Okay. Who's on the line? Steve from the Cape. How many freaking Steves are there?
All Steves today.
It's a Steve Thursday. Steve from the Cape's on the line. Okay, Steve, you ready for this?
I'm all set.
Okay, if you get the question right, you win a 20-person buffet from Qdoba. You can pick it up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba restaurant. It's ideal for tailgating. And here's the question.
Is the streak still alive? First caller?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever not had a first caller.
All right, so the pressure's on, Steve.
Okay,
oh, man,
here we go.
Steve, how many children does your namesake from Oregon, Stephen from Oregon, have?
Oh, man, I know it's a lot. Is it seven?
Yes!
Oh! I was a little worried about the streak for a second.
All right.
I mean, I knew we had a lot. I wasn't sure how many, though.
That's amazing. Every time these people guess, they guess right.
Yeah.
It's because they don't really guess. They listen well, and it seeps into their subconscious, and it's there.
Okay. Well, Steven, you've won this amazing buffet from Qdoba. Stay on the line. Two Gender will take your name and hook you up.
Very good. Thanks very much.
Congratulations.
All right, Steve,
Steve
from the Cape.
It's kind of like stuff that happens at the press conference. You're not really paying attention, but it just seeps into subconscious, and sometimes you remember it.
Yep.
All right, Eric's here, and is that it? You give the practice report?
Yeah, there's really not much else to tell.
There's nothing else?
There's really nothing.
Do they have uppers?
He has no formal.
They had shells. We discussed
that. They had shells.
Yeah. Inside, outside.
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 Upper field. What's the weather like?
About like yesterday. A little brisk, a little windy.
Okay.
And you got
it's actually pretty warm today, but it is windy.
A little windy.
Always windy here.
And we got to see some punting drills, some individual position drills.
So Wes Welker was partaking fully in position drills, you could see.
Yeah, the only thing they were doing was they did like a little 5-yard out or 5-yard in patterns, and they were throwing to the receivers like that.
So something you could do with
one went off his head, and they didn't know why.
No.
Everyone else was running 5-yard outs. He ran a go. You can get me.
You're never going to catch me.
No, he seemed to be fine just like yesterday doing whatever everyone else was doing.
You're never going to catch me. You're never going to catch me.
I still say he gets added to the injury report on Friday when it's actually about the decision
I think
to
he's
play
in.
Or not.
I think he's playing.
I think so, too.
You're wasting your time.
No play.
I think so, too.
You think, Paul.
I'm with you, Paul.
Yeah, I think he's going to play.
Good luck with Eric.
What are you going to do?
So Artie won the 3D tickets tonight.
What, are you still mad that I shut the elevator door in your face?
Yeah, Fred,
today?
I got into
him all the info?
I get into the office today,
I forwarded that to him.
Okay, good.
You know the elevator guy, Fred? You know the elevator guy in any office?
Yeah.
Eric's the elevator guy. You know, like the door closed on my nose.
Oh, right.
You know, and he stood there and watched it.
Right.
I did no such thing, Fred. Yeah. Man's lying through his teeth.
Andy's done that in the past as well.
Oh, but Andy, that's an Andy Hart. You can actually hear me pressing the button.
I had no idea, Paul. There was another guy right behind coming in the door, and I waited for him.
There was a guy behind you?
Didn't see, yeah, I knew you were going to say.
Another one with a lot of personality.
Andy Hart, worst person in the world.
No, no doubt. There's not even a close second
place. I didn't even see Paul, honest to God. And then he comes up behind me, slaps me on the back, and he goes, hey, thanks for holding the elevator for me, guy. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? No,
Steve
I didn't see the huge shadow.
You have an issue today because Steve Buckley was standing right next to you and go,
Where'd Perillo go?
Where'd Perillo go? And he was literally 3 feet from him.
And I'm looking at him.
You're the invisible man today, Paul. That's kind of hard to do.
All right, email webradio@patriots.com. Josh. Josh says, I'm flying out to Seattle tomorrow morning, so I'll miss the show. If anyone wants to grab a beer on Friday or Saturday night, just let me know.
So we'll
Saturday
wait.
Would be better, as my wife has agreed to turn me loose on the town for the evening. I'll buy the first round. Don't forget to go to El Gaucho for a steak.
It
should
like
be reasonably close
now.
To your hotel. Don't miss the handmade Caesar salad dressing prepared right at your table to go along with your steak. It's excellent. Have a good trip. Oh, that sounds good.
Now, is it a wedge of lettuce? Because Fred likes a wedge.
Can I have special permission to drink on this trip? It seems like there's going to be a lot of drinking going on in this
you
trip.
You can do whatever
and
you want.
It seems
want,
like
Paul.
A lot of the drinks could be free.
My favorite kind.
So we decided
yes.
where we're going.
Microbrew?
Saturday?
We're going to the Rose and Thistle. No, is it Rose and?
The Owl and Thistle.
Owl and Thistle. Saturday night, 6 to 9, a large
that?
Contingent. Well, we'll make appearance. We're going to placate
gonna,
our fans.
We're going to be able to watch
oh, that's
football
what the fans
games?
Are going to be. Okay.
Well, you know what else?
College
is
football games and all the college
we can
championships.
Stop in, shake hands.
I don't know if you heard, but that Alabama Florida game is
sure.
probably going to be a big one.
Wait a minute.
Sure
our fans aren't going
there.
To a place that has TVs for football?
It's of a Boston owned Irish bar. That's another issue. I don't know TVs. How my feud with the Irish is right now.
Well, plus, you know, that's not exactly my kind of place. They don't take too kindly to my types.
That's true.
And
well,
Eric.
That's me too, yeah.
You people don't listen. Oh, Jesus. It's Zono's again behind the glass.
Zono's all. Look at
guaranteed to show up on Taco Day. There's one thing he likes. It's a good taco. That wasn't right where he was pointing.
All class.
Okay, good. So
good, great.
There's another good thing on Saturday night is the De La Hoya fight. I don't know if anyone's interested in that.
Nope.
No?
I'm not really interested in it, but I'm not a boxing guy.
Okay.
Borgie's out
there. Pay-per-view, but whatever.
If he's going to go right from Vegas to Seattle, I would
probably.
Assume.
Paul from London, is Eric there? If yes, then hi, guys, and Eric. If not, then good. No, Eric's here.
That's got to hurt a little.
What, from some no-name college kid in London? No,
that's
got to
hurt.
Wow.
That's got to hurt a little.
No, stop telling lies. You are an habitual liar.
His name is Paul. He's not no-name.
Oh, my bad.
Shut up, for Christ's sake.
Paul is top-notch. He's in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
When James finishes the Hall of Fame, Paul will be in it.
He says, first, fish and chips is the one option you can have in London. You could also go for other options that I'm sure the other British guys can suggest, although at 2 a.m. when you are drunk, a doner kebab is the best option to make you feel better in the morning.
What was that about a boner?
I'm afraid of what that is.
I'm often trying to donate my kebab.
What is that? What is a doner kebab, Eric?
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because you know these
things.
Oh,
yeah.
World.
Yeah, that's an Andy Hart comment right there, Fred.
No,
I would have said something
I expect
about
more from you.
I'm
Eric, you
drink.
Know about bobbing at 2 in the morning. But
That's where he was going with it. He was setting Andy up for that. You knew exactly what you were doing, Mr. Smirk.
He does.
Look at the smirk on his face.
Mr. Innocent over there.
That's kind of like the Plexico Burris. Oh, this is a long time coming.
Paul says, I have two Patriots-related questions. One, if Welker is ruled out, what are the chances of Maurice Price being promoted from the practice squad?
Zero. Priceless.
I'm going to go zero.
Okay. And two, will we see Merriweather at corner at all with Spahn at safety? Since everyone opposite, and including Hobbs, has been pretty average, but at least Brandon has shown that he can catch the ball now, and since he has improved, he should try to improve some other parts of his game while we have no depth. So
I don't think that would happen either.
I don't really either, but now we're just getting guys reps to improve parts of their game.
I think
these are the people Fred was talking about. We're now using the Final Four as exhibition slates.
Preseason games.
We just wanted to see that play, Bill said.
I think if Welker doesn't play, I don't think he's going to be put on IR, so that's not going to open a roster spot.
That's why
I think Maurice Price is 0% to get
But
elevated.
What if Pierre Woods goes on IR?
Well,
because if the reports are accurate and he has a broken jaw, I got to think IR is a possibility.
Sure, it is. I don't think you could play with that for the balance of the season.
They're going to have to wire it,
right?
If it's
drinking
broken
out of a straw.
Yeah, I would think that would be at least like 4 to 6 weeks before you could play with a broken jaw.
They don't have that.
Dave from Pennsylvania says, I have faith. Based on schedules, this is how I believe it'll turn out in order. Titans, Ravens, Patriots, Broncos, Colts, Steelers. I firmly believe that these next four games the Patriots will bear down and win all of them. I see the Jets losing two out of four and the Jets and Dolphins coming in second and third behind the Pats. I see the Ravens winning three out of four and the Steelers losing three out of four. Broncos at Patriots AFC Championship is very likely. The Titans and Ravens don't make me run away scared. They are very good but can be outcoached. And the Broncos can outscore the Colts and the Titans, and I doubt the Pats will beat themselves next time they play Pittsburgh like they did on Sunday. It is possible.
So was he saying the Ravens are going to get the bye? Going to get a bye?
Yes. That was
said a lot of things in there.
I was going to say that was one of the rare emails that said a lot of different things, and I didn't agree with a single one. The Broncos, to me, are the worst playoff team of the last decade.
Yeah,
I
think so.
If they end up holding on and making it.
Talk about inconsistent.
Yeah. The Patriots did not beat themselves on Sunday.
No.
The Steelers beat the crap out of them.
Yeah. So.
I don't think the Steelers are going to lose three out of their last four, even though they do have a tough schedule. It's possible. I don't think it'll happen. I think they're too good for that. What else?
Yeah.
Patriots are going to overtake everybody and win the division, too?
I mean,
that could happen, but I don't think it will.
It's a tough row.
Need a lot of help for that.
Reed from the Cape, I don't know if Paul has an acceptance speech for his Hall of Fame, but I have a guess on how it went. First, Paul, half-drunk, would walk onto the stage and thank the BU people for putting an open bar next to his table. Then he would go on to talk about his career accomplishments playing for BU. He would mention his school record in wins with 9 in the second-best ERA in school history, which is 7.86. Paul would then congratulate his fellow inductees, but would forget all their names. He would then finish his 9th Miller Lite and invite everyone to his house for the after party.
We're going streaking.
Now I have a quick question.
We're on the cul-de-sac.
Who the fuck is Angelo Craig?
A linebacker.
And you were right,
signed.
Andy. Cincinnati. Both Cincinnati. Ends. Went to the University of Cincinnati, and the Bengals drafted him.
Yes, he was drafted. He was a guy that we kind of liked based on size and seeing some of his college tape.
I don't remember him. Did I like him?
I don't know. By we, I mean me.
Well, I just thought if you went back to the database, you might have seen the other comments.
I don't know. You took half.
Be interested to see. Can't play from
probably.
He who shall not be.
Let's just get back to one thing. More importantly, in that email, Paul. Originally, I used to think the same thing that he would have said. I had a 10.7 ERA, which was second best in school history. But like 5 other pitchers that were inducted with him had ERAs of 1 or something, right?
Oh God, it was really, really ridiculous how good some.
BU was good at one point.
In the 50s and 60s, they had some guys that went in that really, really were good. They all played pro baseball. Not all in the majors, but they all
drafted,
went on for pro careers. Yeah, yeah.
And two-gender, a question
very
for
embarrassing.
You since you're doing a lot of show.
Why did they put you in?
That's a good question, Paul.
No, really. Seriously, what was the...
In all seriousness.
Yeah.
He dominated his era.
In my era.
Well, as much as you could.
I was one of the better players they had, number one. Number
going back
two,
to the 40s
is this the dead ball era?
No.
What era was this?
Non-scholarship.
Oh, no, the ball was live.
Non-scholarship.
Why
we didn't have scholarships.
Ball Paul.
So they had to include someone from
every
year? It
was for, like, leadership and character and commitment to the program and stuff like
commitment
that.
I still don't understand.
He hasn't mentioned BU captain. Since he left commitment to the program.
Well, you know, they dropped the program.
Do they know that you hate the school?
No.
Okay. You mentioned that in your speech?
That probably would have put a damper on my candidacy.
So he didn't start off by saying, I want to thank Northeastern?
And I didn't hate the program. I didn't like the school.
Okay.
And what they did to us. I didn't like that. I didn't like how we were treated like second-class citizens.
Yeah.
That's part of, like, the hatred that I got for BU was from playing baseball, much like Eric doesn't like BU because of the football, although
correct.
I actually played baseball.
Did they mistreat you on the football team?
Yeah.
Did they tape you to a goalpost?
Yeah, did they give you a wedgie over your head?
No. Urination?
No, but it was just
the shower when you were soaping up your eyes,
broomstick.
And then you opened them.
And my challenge still stands, by the way, to you tough guys. Anytime you want to step into the box, even at my advanced age and weight.
Oh, Paul, I'd rip you.
He'd flex the front tricep.
Yeah. Someone's at the door.
This is Captain Jeffrey Campbell of the New England End Zone Militia. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day.
Make ready. Present fire!
Wow. Is that a new one? Have I heard that one before?
Yeah, won't be too many of those guys at that Arizona game.
No. This one sounds dirty. I haven't read the definition, but two-gender gives us Seattle Starfish. That's Seattle Starfish.
That's a good one. You gave him crap
yesterday.
This is
a good one.
That's
well,
good
he turns
one.
It up a notch after the browbeating I gave him.
She was yelling at him yesterday about the word of the days that he's been getting. Oh, the really? I should say the words of the day before you correct me.
So it's kind of like what that Arizona State football player did to his girlfriend, but then you open the hand. Right?
Andrew.
What?
Andrew.
Has the Dirty.com, is that still running? We haven't heard much from that.
I haven't heard anything from them.
Strippers, what's going on with the Dirty?
Wow.
Do you know 63?
That's the second 10-second spot of dead air today.
Do you know 63% of season ticket holders don't go to training camp?
Yeah.
60, how many?
You know how I learned that? Two gender apparently recycling paper.
We ran out of paper down here.
If you go on the back,
don't
there's a pie chart.
On the other side.
Brian writes
stuff
in.
Not for broadcast.
His subject line is stupid Steeler fans. Says, hey, guys, it was my 28th birthday last weekend, and I was on my couch enjoying the Pats game. In the second quarter, my girlfriend, Christy, asked if I want to go out to the bar to get some beers and watch the second half. I felt pretty good about the first half and about the Pats chances in the game, so I said, sure, why not? They should win it, and it'll be a good time. So we head out and walk into a local pub here in Baltimore, and lo and behold, it is like Steelers Stronghold. I was like, what the fuck? All I saw were Steeler fans hanging out, waving the stupid, terrible towels in the air. How much of a jag are you if you're waving a terrible towel in a bar? Anyways, almost immediately as we walked in the bar, most of them saw me because I was wearing my Teddy Bruschi jersey. This, of course, meant I had to hear some of crappy remarks like, Bruschi is old, Bernard Pollard is my hero, 18-1, yada, yada. As the second half went on, they were even more obnoxious, and I hated them. I've also never heard a bar get so loud after a hit on Welker. That sucked. But we still stuck it out, and I stayed till the end. I literally didn't say anything, and Christy felt so bad for bringing me there, but I refused to leave just in case they came back. After the misery was over and the Steeler fans dispersed, I was actually proud of myself for not just getting up and leaving in the middle of the game. It wasn't the best birthday gift from the Pats, but what can you do? At least as a consolation, it actually ended up being not a bad night. Christy bought me dinner, and we got some free shots for my birthday. Drinking is always the best medicine for a bad loss, and then I took her home. No, she didn't say that. But what would you guys have done in that situation?
Certainly was implying it if he didn't say it.
What would you have done?
I think Fred said it.
I would have taken Christy home.
What would you have done in that situation? Would you have just gone home before the end, or would you have stuck it out?
Told you I would have taken
Christy. If Christy were there, I would have stuck it out. Yeah. I would not have worn a Bruschi jersey.
Yeah, it's...
About every 5 minutes for the whole second half, I would have asked Christy if she needed another drink. And then by the fourth quarter, it would have been every 3 minutes.
Your first mistake, honestly, was leaving the house. Should have stayed home with her. I mean, come on. It's your birthday, after all. She should have been giving you a, you know...
A birthday
present. At home.
Hey, who's on the phone?
Hey, who's on the
Who?
Joel.
Joel's on the phone. Hey, Joel, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Got a quick question for you. I saw that we lost Webster, and I guess we brought Colvin back.
Yes.
That's correct.
Does he practice any yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does he look slow, old, good, anything?
They really haven't been doing anything to really show what he can do. I mean, they just do individual drills at the start of practice, so it's... I mean, he doesn't look any different than anyone else, but they're not really going full speed in these drills, so it's kind of hard to say.
I will say he lowered expectations a little bit himself yesterday when asked about his conditioning, and he said he was in good enough shape to get up in the morning and comb his daughter's hair. He alluded to the work he's been doing is running up and down the stairs to get his kids from upstairs, and said his, quote, backyard was available. So I don't know what that means, but it didn't sound like he was working out very hard.
So it sounds like he hasn't been. So possibilities of him playing this Sunday then are?
I would say are very good.
Yeah?
I think, well, if Woods can't play, you certainly don't want to have Guyton out on the outside full time or Red.
Yeah, you need depth.
I mean, I think there's a good chance he
plays. I would say it's almost a lock that he suits up. I don't know how much you play.
Early downs. I think with Teddy Bruschi, he's going to play all the early downs.
Are we center and linebacker than secondary?
Yeah.
Because we lost Webster, so he was
the sixth defensive
corner, right?
Back.
Yeah. And he's only been here a month.
I think they're equally depleted, in my opinion.
So you don't see him adding anybody to the secondary then?
Well, they don't have a spot right now.
Right.
And Dallas has taken up a spot. So is Lamont Jordan.
So is Pierre Woods. I mean, you have three guys.
Pierre Woods has been playing is what I'm saying.
But the reports are that he broke his jaw on Sunday.
Right.
Oh, Pierre Woods broke his jaw?
That's the report, according to a published report today.
Oh, man. So he probably won't be playing then, definitely.
Right. Oh, he won't play if he broke his jaw. And that's why Colvin would be playing.
Well, if he's broken jaw, is that out for the season? Is that IR or what?
I would think
at this late stage, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's getting kind of thin there at linebacker. Bill Belichick said it.
It's getting kind of thin everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, Bill said it flat out. He said it on Wednesday.
Okay. Guys, I just basically want to call and find out about that. Appreciate the info.
Okay, thanks for calling. Thank you, Joel. Hey, Keith from Derby tells us what a doner kebab is. A doner kebab is made of a large piece of grilled minced lamb that is cooked on a vertical rotisserie. The meat is sliced off the large piece and is served in a pita bread with salad. The lamb is not heavily spiced, but you can order sauces of various levels to heat to your taste when you order. So it's like a gyro or a gyro.
Gyro.
You know?
A gyro.
It's one
What's
of the,
minced?
It's one of the stereotypical foods eaten after a heavy night on beer. The other is a vindaloo curry, usually defined as burns on the way in and burns on the way out.
He went as a hot dog and came out as orange fire water.
Right.
So but this went in as orange fire water and came out orange fire water.
This trip to London, I'm going to have to bring a bunch of like canned and you know, like boxed
you
goods.
Go to McDonald's.
You don't like gyros?
No.
Oh, they're delicious.
You got to bring those military MREs, Paul.
I'm sorry.
I'm guessing he can find a restaurant where he can get
a little.
But it sounds like all the things that they specialize in are things that I
right,
don't
but
the food is not the greatest.
Burger, I'm
the
sure,
food is not the greatest.
McDonald's or
from what I hear.
I don't want to eat McDonald's.
That's a first.
My body's my temple. I don't put that crap in there.
A temple to Buddha, obviously.
Ooh, wow. Wow. I was going to read this next email, but obviously Eric's perked up because Brent wanted to know why Eric was not
here
participating in the show, but you are now.
Because it's the
what,
show.
What the hell are these?
Because he never participates in the show.
But he does want to know if you're depressed.
Are you depressed?
After this email, yeah.
What's that?
He's saving his voice for John Rook.
Oh.
And we have to do picks, you know, Fred.
We have. Oh, that's
you
right.
Know, we only have
why
35 minutes.
All right,
you
so
do it.
Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do picks.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation. Party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy, and the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips, and we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs, and their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie, both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Fred's the boss, the chief, the leader of the PFW in Progress clan. And while he often goes on rants about fun facts, Skype, and making $5 the hard way, he sometimes has interesting things to say. Or at least when you can hear him.
PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I just got yelled at because I didn't have my mic on.
Why don't you put your mic on?
Welcome to PFW. I had my mic off again.
Again. Two shows in a row.
Turn your mic on, Fred.
Oh, I should remember to...
As sure as the stars shine above.
And Fred didn't turn on his mic.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress.
That's the longest you've ever gone.
And now, back to PFW in Progress. That is, if Fred remembers to turn his mic on.
I've got it on.
Oh, so you should have come back with it off, Fred.
No,
that would have been funny.
No, that's too contrived. I was thinking about it.
He's above that.
See, that's why you didn't make it in stand-up.
Right.
All right, we got to hurry because...
Oh, yeah, we only have 31 minutes.
That's also never fails to make me laugh.
I want to apologize to Paul.
What did I do?
I have to apologize to you. I forgot to bring my picks down, so we might have a discrepancy in this week's picks.
Oh, that's okay. You should probably go different than what you're doing in the paper.
Yeah, you're getting killed in the paper.
I know.
You were losing Flip there for a while.
Flip is nipping at his heels now.
Yeah. I'm only
Flip, by the way, and I don't want to jinx it because there's a whole month left, but Flip, I have to think if I went back, this is a record year for him.
Yeah, he usually ends up about 500.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
very,
well over it.
It's very stereotypical.
Thanks for parity.
But he is
a
way...
A flip of a coin is just as good as anything
he's
else
way
in the
above
season
500
when everyone
this year. Last week, with the overall picks, no one did particularly well with the spread. But overall, I went 11-5, Fred and Andy went 10-6, and Eric went 8-8. With the spread... Fred and I went 8-8, and Andy and Eric went 7-9. So that leaves the season standings thusly. Fred maintains his lead over Andy by two games, 128-63-1. Andy 126-65-1. I am 120-71-1, and Eric is 118-73-1. I pass you this week by virtue of beating you by three games. With the spread, Fred 110-77-5. I am 103-84-5. Eric is 95-92-5. And Andy, 91-96-5.
Damn it, I was getting close, but sub 500.
So, Paul, those were the numbers. I know Paul was looking for the updated numbers. I just did those today. No, Paul in London. I just did those today. So that's why James, Paul, you guys, if you can get those, if you needed those to get updated. Once again, real quick. I was 11-5. Fred and Andy were 10-6. Eric was 8-8 with the straight out winners.
Okay, all right. So let's move on to this week, and of course tonight is the big game. And Artie Knowles from New Hampshire is going to go see this game in 3D at Patriot Place at the Showcase Cinema.
Eric, you should go over and check that out. You would be interested in the cinematography and
congratulations
that sort of
thing. To
him. But you have no formal artistic training.
Somebody get a napkin and wipe the sarcasm off of Paul's mouth.
All right.
Get a napkin and wipe something off your mouth.
Oh, see now?
No, see, worst person in the world.
All right. Oakland
no one's a close second.
Oakland at San Diego. Oakland at San Diego.
Chargers by 9.5.
Wow.
I will go with the Chargers to win and cover, I guess. Oakland stinks, but I don't have any confidence in the Chargers. But I think looking at the stats, Paul, like the starting receivers have, I think, 18 catches on the season for Oakland. I think they had like two last week. He
I
had
10 the guy's
completions.
Name already.
I did too.
Chaz?
They
something?
Got Chaz Schillens.
Schillens?
Something like that. They stink. Zach Miller's the only weapon on the offense. As I said, you know, Darren McFadden had that big 160-yard game. He's had about 160 yards since. Thank you.
It sounds like a parody name like that Mayor Menino would use for like Kurt Schilling.
Chaz
Schillens.
No, Chaz Gessner.
I'm going to, you know, the Oakland sucks, but guess who else sucks? San
you.
Diego.
Oh.
I really.
Fred not even paying attention.
Can't, I heard that.
Can't let him sit on the plane with me for 6 hours. We have to do something about this.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll put you next to
I'll
Capella.
Oh. I usually am next
between
to Capella.
Between Raj
anyway.
And Capella.
Oh. Hey, the fact that there's no one sitting in between those two guys is a travesty.
I would interrupt their
itself.
Card game, though, so I wouldn't be able to do that. Anyway, I'll take San Diego to win, but I'll take the Raiders to cover.
Yeah, I'm going to take San Diego to win and cover, but I agree with Andy. It's San Diego stinks too, but I just
that was
Oakland
me who said
that. Every time. No, Andy said that he doesn't think San Diego's really going to cover, but I'm scared. But I'm going to take them.
I just can't take the Raiders. Yeah. Jamarcus Ruckel stinks.
I vowed 3 weeks ago I'm not taking them, and I've lost with them for the last time.
You see that, Philip? Remember when we had the discussion before the AFC title game last year? He had that outburst in Indy where he was fighting with the fans.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And we were talking about he was a hothead and we didn't like it. And then he came out here and put on a great performance, was a leader, kind of juxtaposition to LT and all that. Well, he's now a hothead again. You see the safety last week and flipping out and getting yelling at the official and totally lost his head, lost control of the game. So he bounces back and forth, and I think that's part of it. They lack a leader on that offense.
I
thought
you know
he
what?
Was it after the AFC title game, but he hasn't been it.
Yeah,
they are a very immature team.
Their head coach isn't a leader, and they don't have a player.
Top to bottom. Right.
See, their head coach is an idiot, and that's the biggest problem. But I agree with you.
But you could overcome that if you had Tom Brady, a great leader.
I agree with you about the quarterback because you can't have a much better year than he's having.
Right.
And they're 4-8.
But it's
he's played remarkably well almost every week. He's leading the AFC in passing.
But it's about demeanor and carrying a team.
He doesn't have
himself.
That. Nope. He doesn't have that.
And Sean Merriman didn't have it.
Which is weird because he was
Tomlinson
a four-year starter at NC State.
Yep.
Sort of like the whole Kevin O'Connell thing. Oh, he was a captain. He's a leader.
I expected him to be
maybe
a franchise
Bledsoe, where he's not
leading
a true
quarterback.
Never had to fight for anything in his life, as Fred would say.
They got rid of their leader. It was Rodney Harrison.
Okay.
All right.
All those division titles they racked up with him.
I'm going to go with San Diego both ways as well.
What's up, Paul Perillo?
Okay, we got to hurry. Next game is Jacksonville at Chicago. Jacksonville at Chicago.
Bears by 6.5.
I will take the Bears to win and cover. Jacksonville stinks. David Garrard stinks again.
I'll take the Bears both ways as well. I don't like the way Jacksonville's playing.
Yeah, I like Chicago in this game, but not necessarily because I think David Garrard stinks. I think the point that you made earlier in the show about the offensive line, I think that really short-circuited their whole season.
Did you see the quotes from Richard Collier talking about in the ambulance? He remembers the whole thing, like didn't pass out, and in the ambulance remembers the EMTs going, they said, okay, we're going to count the bullets now. And he remembers hearing them say like 12, 13, 14, like counting the bullets
in his
body.
And that's when he went out?
Can you imagine being...
Wow.
Conscious and having some number of 14 bullets in your body? Oh, I can't.
I'll take Chicago both.
Me too. All right. Minnesota at Detroit. Minnesota.
See, I assume I can take up my time to talk and Fred's because he always just goes me too.
Let's skip this game. Dan, can you get me a number on that game?
Minnesota
at Detroit, yes.
Now, are they the injunction says they can play by some Minnesota judge?
I don't know. Did it happen? It came out today?
I thought so. I thought a Minnesota judge ruled they could play.
I don't know what the deal is.
I find a little shady. For all I know, he's a season ticket holder, and he gets to decide.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to another game.
Nine?
Okay, nine.
Minnesota's favored by 9.
Over who?
Detroit. At Detroit.
I'll assume they're going to play. I'll take Minnesota to win and cover.
Yeah, I will, too. I've been burned by the Lions too many times this year.
Yep.
I will take the points.
Really?
Although I wish that Culpepper wasn't playing. But he is. I'll still take the points because of all the turmoil that's gone on in Minnesota. I think Minnesota will win the game, but I think Detroit will.
See, I precisely for that reason, I'm going to give the points because I think Minnesota is one of the, you know, we're going to stick together. We're still in this. We can't let this get us down. I think they'll be pumped up for this game. I go Minnesota both ways. Cincinnati at Indy. Cincinnati at Indy.
Indy by 13.5.
Ooh.
Indy to win and cover.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to take the points. I'll take Indy, but I think 13.5 is a lot. And for the most part, Cincinnati's been competitive, so I'll take the points.
I'm going to go with Indy in this game as well, both ways. So this could be a week where you catch up, Paul.
Yeah.
In the spread.
Or falls behind.
Philadelphia at the Giants. Philadelphia at the Giants.
Giants by 7.
Giants will win by more than 7 because the Giants are the best all-around team in football.
Yeah, they are. I really want to pick the Eagles, but I'm not going to. I'll take the Giants both ways. I think this could be. I think this is a trap game. I think the Eagles could pull the upset here, but I'm going to go with the Giants.
I think the Giants have proven that they can put this stuff behind them, and I think they'll do it again. Giants.
Yeah, I was surprised by how well Philadelphia played last week. I thought their season was done. I'm still not sold on the Eagles, though. I'm going to go with Giants both ways. Cleveland at Tennessee. Cleveland at Tennessee.
Tennessee by 13.5.
Tennessee. Who's playing? Ken Dorsey? Tennessee. I agree with Romeo Crennel. The thing that sort of kept Ken Dorsey from being a good NFL quarterback is a lack of the physical skills that it takes to be a good NFL quarterback. And
where did you all of a sudden start reading things about the league this week? I mean,
it kind of hurts.
Really?
If you don't have the physical skills, it kind of hurts.
That's why Ken Dorsey, as I said when
he's
was at Miami.
He's had more insightful comments around the league this week than he has the whole season.
The ball leaves his hand and starts heading immediately
straight
for the
down.
Ground. That's a bad thing for a quarterback. They stink.
I used to have the opposite problem. The nose of the ball was always going up and floating into the secondary when I threw it, but he throws them straight into the ground.
It's unbelievable.
I'll take Tennessee both ways. I think they'll win handily.
Yeah, I would have taken the points had they had a quarterback
right.
playing,
yeah.
but I got to take Tennessee both ways. I don't like giving 13.5 points with that offense, but
yeah.
with Ken Dorsey at the controls, they could score negative points.
Yeah, they could win 17-0. And that,
yeah.
you know,
they could only score 12 and still cover.
Yeah, that's true. But I think Cleveland, I think their defense steps up. And
they're going to score negative.
Negative
you
know, three.
They actually cover. So I'll take Tennessee to win and Cleveland to cover. Atlanta at New Orleans. Atlanta at New Orleans.
Saw it be a big game in that NFC South. Saints are favored by 3.
I am going to take the upset here. I think Atlanta is a good, solid football team.
Yep.
They can run it. They can throw it. They can play a little defense. And I just feel like I have a better gauge that they're going to show up and play a consistent game than I do from New Orleans, which I don't sometimes week to week know what I'm going to get. So I'll go with the upset and what I feel like is the surer thing.
I agree with that. I mean, I know nominally it's an upset, but I don't think it is. I think Atlanta is the better team, so I'm going to take them.
I agree, both of you. I think Atlanta is a better team. I'm going to go with New Orleans because they're at home, and I think it's that one week, every other week thing. They lost last week. They're coming back home. I think they win this week. I think Atlanta's the better team and would win, say, 3 out of 5, but they're pretty even. I'm going to go with New Orleans to win at home.
I think this is a tough one. I'm going to go with Atlanta. Just, you know, I have no real reason why.
Like the previous 200 picks he's made this year, he has no real reason why.
But he's going to win.
But he's absolutely wiping the floor with
him. Houston at Green Bay.
See, that's disrespectful, Fred. He's suggesting that you're winning. But you really shouldn't be, and you're just getting lucky. That's what he's doing.
Of course that's what he's doing, but he's an idiot. So why should I take what an idiot has to say to heart?
Fat mouth.
Right.
Yeah, come on. Give me a fat mouth. Come on. 20 minutes. Give
Houston
me a fat
at
mouth.
Green Bay. Houston at Green Bay. This is a tougher game to call. Than
Packers by 5.5.
Yeah, this is tough.
Boy, did I overrate the Packers' defense. They stink.
They do stink.
I don't know when it happened, but they stink. I'll still take them at home. To win, but I'll take the points. I think this is a close game between two bad teams, and the Packers are worse than I thought they were going to be.
I'm sorry, what's the number?
You took Houston with the points?
It was 6, right?
5.5.
5.5. Yeah, I'll take the points. Tight one. Nice and tight.
Yeah, I think Houston will keep it close for a while, but I think eventually Green Bay will pull it out with enough to cover, so I'm going to take Green Bay both ways. You rolling your eyes over there?
Yeah, because it was taking 20 minutes. I'm going to take Green Bay, and I'm going
to
take the points as Andy is.
He admitted, Paul, he doesn't have his little cheat sheet in front of him.
I apologized earlier.
You know he doesn't think well on his feet. Remember when he had to write that story quickly one week and was bitching and moaning, and yeah, you're not going to be quality, but I'll put something in there.
Yeah, it'll be in the folder. That's all I can guarantee.
He doesn't think well on his feet. He's not fast.
My apologies. You did suggest right off the top that you didn't have your little sheet this week.
He doesn't have fast twitch brain fibers.
He should have been more patient. I will take Green Bay, Fred, and I will take the points with Houston.
I'm going to go the same way. Same way. Miami at Buffalo.
No real reason, just because.
Miami at Buffalo.
The Bills are favored by 1, and just to let you guys know, this game is being played at the Rogers Center in Toronto.
Oh, yes.
So weather will not be a factor.
And Rogers died.
Yes. Did you happen to see his record owning the Toronto Blue Jays? It was like 737 and 734 or something. Three games over 500 with like 1,500 games.
Wow.
That just stinks.
That'll kill you.
Like, I've had this team for all those games, and they're absolutely mediocre.
I'm surprised we didn't get one of those Toronto games against Buffalo. Didn't they play like a couple of them this year?
No.
Well, this is the only regular season one.
They
played a preseason.
Oh,
and there'll be more regular season ones in the future.
I
actually hope we get one.
Circle 2010 on your
calendar. Toronto's a great city.
Well, not only that, but I hate that stadium in Buffalo.
Buffalo Stadium's
awful.
I'd
love to go somewhere
else. Ooh, the Sky Dome. I've always wanted to stay in the hotel at the Sky Dome.
Do a little, you know.
What?
You know.
Plaster her up against the window.
Yeah.
Or him.
The Bills are by... The Bills...
Move on. Move on.
The Bills are favored by one.
The Bills are favored by one in Toronto. I think that's a key aspect here.
Well, that's why
I will take the Miami Dolphins.
I think the Dolphins are the better team, too. I'm going to take them.
I do, too. But that limp-armed quarterback, it gets cold. Well, did you see the Wildcat run amok last week? When Ricky Williams ran left and was trying to throw back, and helter-skelter was all over the place.
Did not.
Yeah, that thing has really petered out of late.
I didn't see that last week. I
must have watched something this week, huh?
Very interesting.
You did something. You actually worked.
A very interesting piece in Sports Illustrated about the single wing. I don't know if you caught that at all.
I don't read Sports Illustrated.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have. You'd be more informed if you
did.
Well,
they were sending
me. He's pretty informed this week.
Yeah, that's inform true. This.
Whoa.
I'll take Miami as well. And I agree with Andy. If this game was in Buffalo, they would have significant problems with Pennington trying to throw the ball through that wind.
Yeah, I'll take Miami. This just in from Mike Florio. Hasselbeck calls Big Ben a girl.
Yep, saw it. Loved it.
Oh, you did. As part of the NFL's Play 60 program aimed at encouraging kids to engage in at least an hour of physical activity per day, Seahawks quarterback Matt Hasselbeck was one of a dozen NFL players who went to school on Tuesday with a student. At one point, Hasselbeck was asked by a young girl, "Do you think girls should be allowed to play in the NFL?" Hasselbeck said, "Girls can play in the NFL. Ref Ben Roethlisberger plays for the Steelers, right?" Hasselbeck said. Hasselbeck then said he was joking. "Good luck convincing Steelers fans of that, Matt. If you're ever at a restaurant in Pittsburgh, don't order a hamburger or really anything else unless you like saliva."
See, I thought it was hilarious, and that's what's wrong with this world. You can't say stuff like that.
I like Hasselbeck for that reason.
And put the blame on Florio for that, because don't try to make something out of nothing. Right. Yeah. That was a total joke.
Right. No, and said it like three times. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Obviously,
the hockey
kidding.
Player, Sean Avery, wouldn't have said something that stupid.
I like him for that, and I like him for when he went back to Green Bay in the overtime in the playoffs.
Man, win.
I thought that was colossally stupid.
May have been stupid, but it showed guts. It's something that most people don't do.
That's stupid. You say that on the sideline with your teammates.
The one time Eric brings an opinion up, "You're an idiot. That's stupid."
Oh, I didn't say he was an idiot. I just said I thought that
just
was stupid.
He shot down. No wonder he keeps
He set himself up. He put undue pressure
I'm
on
with
himself.
With you, Eric. I have no problem with it.
All right, we got to hurry.
Idiot.
Will you stop saying that?
New York Jets at San Francisco. New York Jets at San Francisco.
At San Francisco.
That's got to hurt.
Jets by four.
The Jets by four, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they bounce back this week. They don't lose to a team that they shouldn't lose to for a second straight week. And they get it done, I think, actually pretty big.
That's good reasoning. I agree with it. I'm going to take the Jets, even though
what
I don't.
What are you smirking for?
I just don't want to do it, but have to.
Don't want to do it. Not going to do it. I'm going to take the Jets.
Yeah, I got to take the Jets in the game, even though I don't want them to win. I can't see San Francisco beating them.
Now, what happened to Mike Singletary? Isn't he? Shouldn't you be picking the?
Hasn't
the,
dropped his pants lately.
The Niners, but Fred had the Niners over the Bills because Singletary was.
Yeah,
the
that's
coach.
The Bills. This is the Jets.
I don't know why you have to make fun of him. He's just winning every week. I don't know why you feel the need to.
Luck.
I don't know why you feel the need to chop him down.
Okay,
I think you're doing a good job picking, Fred.
We'll skip the 4
Get
o'clock
off your
game.
Knees. You're England. Blowing the boss.
Kansas City at Denver. Kansas City at Denver.
Kansas City at Denver. Broncos Hideous by game. 9, Ooh. Looking to avenge an early season loss to the Chiefs at Arrowhead.
I will take the Broncos to win just because I don't like the Chiefs. Oh, I watched another thing last night where Herm Edwards was mic'd up. The frickin' guy says this to his offensive coordinator. "All right, now, got to put a drive together. Got to stay balanced. You know, run pass. You know what I mean?" Yes, he's an offensive coordinator. He knows what balance means. I mean, the guy is a clown. It's a joke that he's the head coach.
Just so you know, week 14, we know now, is the week that Andy actually pays attention to the NFL.
Exactly.
I pay attention every week.
No,
I just happened to stumble across.
You're not by your picks.
I'm 2 picks behind you.
No,
I'm not.
It's,
2 picks
it's
behind
by my
you.
Spread, my
no,
friend.
I'm
that
sorry.
Counts.
That's
Paul,
for entertainment
so
purposes
sensitive.
Only.
Anyone
by the
can
spread,
pick
he's
winners.
Only 21 behind you.
Anyone can pick
oh,
winners.
Sorry, 19.
The spread separates
who
the
you
men
taking
from
the
boys.
The
I'm taking the Broncos both ways. What was the spread?
9.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. I'll take the Broncos, but I think I'll take Pigpen and the Chiefs to keep it close.
Pigpen.
I actually kind of like Pigpen. I think he's played reasonably well, but I'll take Denver anyway.
Yeah.
I think they need to win this game. They have a 3-game lead with 3 to go. They'll pretty much wrap up the division. They need this one.
They don't even have to play anymore.
They're at home.
It's like the Ryder Cup, 3-3. Or is that the
which is still? They would still need one more. But anyway, Denver.
Yeah, I got to go with Denver both ways, too. All right, Seattle. I mean, not Seattle. I always say this. St. Louis at Arizona.
That STL gets them every time.
St. Louis at
Arizona by 14.
Arizona by 14 over St. Louis.
Arizona to win and cover. St. Louis stinks. Arizona at home. Statement game in the West.
Arizona will win by 10. So I'll take St. Louis to cover that.
Yeah, I'll take Arizona to win and cover. I think they've had 10 days to sit around and think about that embarrassment on national TV to the Eagles, and they're back home. Like Andy said, I think they put a statement on the board.
Well, I'm hoping that Hazlitt does well, though, because maybe he'll hire Fred Smirlis. And
that's already been disallowed, hasn't it?
Disallowed?
Why?
I thought they said that violated the rule.
They couldn't
rule.
Contractually give him the job right. If he won a certain amount of games.
Well, it doesn't really matter because he's not going to win enough games.
Right.
All right.
He's not taking Fred with him.
I'll take Arizona to win, but St. Louis to cover. All right. Sunday night. Oh, no. It's Sunday 4:15. Dallas at Pittsburgh. Dallas at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh by 3. In the game of the week, by the way.
Yeah.
The game of the week, I will take
probably protected.
At Pittsburgh. Yeah, it was. I will take Pittsburgh to win. I think they're the better all-around football team. I think they will sway the momentum and the flow of the game early with some physical play. And the fraud Cowboys will go home whimpering.
Yeah, I hate to do it, but I have to pick the Worthless Hot Dogs to win
it
outright.
Did you see he got hurt?
Who, Worthless Hot Dog?
Yes, he slipped in practice and sat out the rest of the practice with a leg injury.
He really? Does get a lot of those.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
But he's like Hobbs. He gets hurt and he comes right back
he
and plays.
He is a little showman-like.
Yeah. Stan Humphries.
Stan Humphries
that guy
stunk.
But
he would always get hurt. You thought he was dead and he'd come back in the next play.
I can't remember watching any Stan Humphries play.
I like the Steelers in this game.
Watch football.
For the exact same
no, you
reason.
Don't.
That Andy does. I
Redskins
think
and Chargers.
Beat
if
the crap
football,
out of the
football,
you
know a draw play to a running back, you got to have a running back. You can't run it out of an empty backfield.
When did he say that?
Yesterday.
Those empty backfield draws
the
are very,
best
very
time
effective.
To run a draw.
Suck it, Trebek.
It was like a five-minute him ranting about the spread.
On the air?
Well, the idea is when you spread them out, it often opens up the middle of the field.
No question.
All right, so shut up.
You just need a running back to hit the ball.
And they do. Kevin Falk. That's why it works sometimes.
But you had him in empty.
Whatever. Spread out.
What game are we on, Paul? I lost track.
I like Pittsburgh for the same reason Andy does. I think they'll beat the crap out of the Cowboys, and they'll whimper and go home.
Just you, Paul. Nods. He looks at me and nods.
I got to go with Pittsburgh in this game. Yeah, even though I don't like Dallas that much either, but
I hate Dallas.
Yeah, but I think Pittsburgh will beat them. I think Dallas is that house of cards that come up against a tough team like Pittsburgh, they fold.
And a couple injuries, right? The Ware and the
Barber. He's day to day, right?
DeMarcus Ware's a big injury. Yeah.
Okay. Sunday night, Washington at Baltimore.
Big game for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Sure I'm sorry. Is. Ravens by 5.
Washington at Baltimore, Ravens by 5. I think this is going to be closer than the experts think.
Yeah.
I will take the Ravens to win.
They think it's pretty close, just so you know.
Well, yeah, but 3 would be closer.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a 3-point victory for the Baltimore Ravens. I think they will, you know, Washington runs the ball. It's unlikely you're going to see another outburst of a Clinton Portis running game after what the Giants did. So, you know, I think they stopped the run. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think both sides will play well. It's going to be a good game. But a 3-point victory for the Baltimore Ravens.
I like Baltimore to win by more than that. I'm going to say I'll go with 7.
Ooh.
So I'll take them both ways.
I like the Ravens big in this game. I think Washington's trending the wrong way, and I think this is a team that matchup-wise is not good for them. They need to play Baltimore style, but they don't play it as well as Baltimore does. So I think the Ravens at home lay a whooping on them. A double-digit win.
I agree with Paul. Joe Flacco, Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan probably.
But Flacco, very close.
Yeah, he's played very well. Yeah. Ryan's numbers are better, but...
Yeah, I got to go with Baltimore. Baltimore they could be a dark horse in the AFC. They could
They've proven
damage.
Me wrong. I thought they were a house of cards, too, earlier in the year. I still think their defense is overrated, as the Giants showed and the Colts showed. When they play a good offense, they don't look so good.
Kind of think they're overrated on both sides of the ball.
Monday night, Tampa Bay at Carolina. This is another.
They can run it a little, and then he throws it. I think when they meet like a good in a playoff game, you're going to see both sides come down to reality.
One and out for them.
This is a big game. Tampa Bay at Carolina.
Another huge game in that NFC South. Panthers by three.
Tampa Bay at Carolina. Panthers by three. Do you have an injury report? Is one of the running backs hurt for Carolina?
Not the NFL.
Okay, then I will take Carolina.
Doesn't mean they're not.
And cover. Playing decent football. Playing some defense. Pepper's making plays, running around. They got that tool-headed monster in the backfield.
Tool-headed?
Duel.
Oh.
I thought you said tool.
And whenever you can do what Jake Delhomme does, which is just throw the ball up in the air and hope Steve Smith comes down with it, more often than not he does. So I'll take them.
Yeah, and I do think Carolina is the better of these two teams, so I'm going to take them to win it.
Yeah, I think both teams play pretty good defense. Tampa's probably better defensively, right, but I think Carolina has much more offensively. And this division especially, but the NFC in particular, has been all about home field. So I'm going to take the home field here and go with Carolina. The Bucs have been absolutely dreadful on the road. So I'm
going to
hope that game stays, that trend stays consistent.
Me too. I go with Carolina. Okay. Back to 4 o'clock on Sunday, New England at Seattle.
We only have 6 minutes to make this pick.
Well, that's
Patriots by four and a half.
According to mine, we have 4 minutes, which is perfect.
Okay, a minute for each of us.
I will take the New England Patriots to win and cover because I think they're the better football team. I do have the fear that the crowd gets into it early. They make a play early. Turnover, they turn that in. All of a sudden, it's 10-0. You know, they make a play on offense, and I think that'll give Seattle a chance. If they don't do that from Seattle's perspective, I think it's over. I think if the Patriots drive right down the field, game, set, match. And I feel less good about what the healthy Seahawks can do on offense after the fish on ESPN in Seattle bitch slapped me and told me there's no chance Seahawks have of doing anything against New England.
I think there's a very good chance that the Patriots could get upset in this game just because of the injury situation.
Are you going to make me cross out stuff?
Are you going to let me finish before you interrupt?
Oh.
He's going to pretend he was going to pick the Seahawks and then pull a you-know-who we should not talk about and say, but the Patriots win in the end.
Who am I doing?
Are you covering all the bases?
Covering all the bases.
The human tarp, Brian Morey.
I'm just saying, I think there's the potential exists for a serious upset here, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take New England to win because it's more important for them than it is for Seattle.
Spoilers.
I like the Patriots big in this game, 34-20.
Yeah, the more I hear about Seattle, the more I think that the Patriots should and will win handily. So I got to go with the Patriots in this game. So, all right, well, that's going to do it for this edition
of
PFW
in
Progress.
Early?
I want to congratulate Artie Knowles for winning the 3D tickets tonight.
Hey, give us a good update next Tuesday, yeah. Artie, on how
that
went.
I really am interested in this. You make fun of me. I'm very interested.
I was being serious.
Well, why don't you go?
I'm not that interested.
We leave for 3
we'll
days.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
I'd like to get home and see my family.
What?
We're still on the air.
Are you giving me my ending before I give my ending? That's not right.
Giving me my ending.
He's all upset.
Before I give my
ending. I also want to congratulate Steve
Eric
from the Cape.
Happy ending.
Steve from the Cape for winning the Qdoba question of the day.
One of the 17 Steves that joined
us. And I would highly recommend No Country for the Old Men.
And if you're a Patriots fan,
why does he always have to throw the in
head to where you head Sunday morning?
Going to the Owl and Thistle on Saturday night.
And Sunday morning, everyone's meeting at the
Sobo.
Something Box Sodo.
Yeah, shoe shine,
but
show
not
box.
The other box.
Showbox Sodo.
It's on the corner of Mass Ave and something.
Yeah,
there's a Mass Ave in Seattle.
Massachusetts Street, I think it was in 21st or some number.
Right,
first and Mass.
All right, so other
some, but it's south of the Kingdome, where the Kingdome. That's where the Sodo comes from.
All right, so that'll be it. Other than that, we will see you next Tuesday.